You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Dramatic images at the U.S. Capitol building where just today it was the scene of one of the darkest days in American history, a failed insurrection.
What happened here today was an insurrection.
Let me be very clear. The scenes of chaos at the Capitol do not reflect a true America. It's not protest. It's insurrection.
As everyone knows by now, today was a day filled with surreal and horrifying scenes of armed insurrection.
They are selling the illusion of insurrection. The Democrats and their corporate overlords have already begun their blitzkrieg of tyranny, twisting the occupation of our nation's capital by frustrated citizens into a call for totalitarianism.
Well, I'm glad to see that the political marketplace is working out there with organizations, companies, individuals saying we're simply not giving any more contributions to those who held up the election or tried to hold up or overturn the election. So that certainly has to happen.
I want every single one of you, but this is what the human wants. They keep me off this plane. They call me a Karen, and they want to ruin my life.
As D.C. Mayor Bowser lords over her potential future state with a 15-day emergency order following the Capitol building siege.
Now, of course, we are all focused on preparing for the upcoming presidential inauguration. Our goals right now are to encourage Americans to participate virtually. And to protect the District of Columbia from a repeat of the violent insurrection experienced at the Capitol and its grounds on January the 6th. I am requesting the Secretary of the Department of the Interior cancel any and all public gathering permits in the District of Columbia and deny any applications for public gathering during the period January 11 through January 24.
The National Guard, including 1,000 soldiers from New York, are stationed in the nation's capital to protect the illegitimate inauguration of the Manchurian candidate, Joe Biden.
1,000 Virginia National Guardsmen remain in D.C. tonight to help with security operations. About 1,000 more are expected to join them in the coming days. Personnel originally responded to the U.S. Capitol building Wednesday when pro-Trump rioters invaded. They will assist in protecting property and providing a safe environment for any peaceful protests. They'll be on duty through President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration on January 20th. They join a planned 6,200 National Guard soldiers and airmen from neighboring states, including Maryland, New York, and New Jersey.
While the old establishment propaganda ratchets into full protection mode.
Now, I grew up in Austria. I'm very aware of Kristallnacht, or the night of broken glass. It was a night of rampage against the Jews carried out in 1938 by the Nazi equivalent of the Proud Boys. President Trump sought to overturn the results of an election, and of a fair election. He sought a coup by misleading people with lies. My father and our neighbors were misled also with lies. And I know where such lies lead. President Trump is a failed leader. He will go down in history as the worst president ever.
The time for debate and name-calling is over. Will the American people accept the voice of truth or that of lies? John Bound reporting.
That's the latest John Bound video. You can find it at Infowars.com and band.video. This is The American Journal. My name's Harrison Smith. Emergency declaration involving the inauguration of Joe Biden. Now, while this may seem like it may have been a hint of the Insurrection Act or the prophecies of the holy and infallible Q, I got bad news for you, folks. It's the exact opposite. They are issuing orders now. Tens of thousands of armed National Guard troops will be in Washington, D.C. to prevent anybody from speaking up against the corrupt and invalid inauguration of Joe Biden. This is how dictators operate. Peaceful protests are called domestic terrorism, and then tens of thousands of troops are the only ones there to see the swearing in of the new president.
Our activated charcoal toothpaste became a bestseller overnight because activated charcoal is already one of the top selling, fastest growing toothpaste out there. The problem is a lot of the other over-the-counter ones have aspartame as their flavoring, very, very toxic, and also they have fluoride in it. This does not have the fluoride. It doesn't have the additives. This is a concentrate. It really is high quality. It's been sold out for months because of supply chain breakdowns with the whole COVID martial law garbage, but now it's back in stock. InfoWars, Dr. Jones Naturals, activated charcoal toothpaste, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. It also makes a great gift for your family, for your grandkids, for your mother, your father, for everybody, and it supports the InfoWar. Activated charcoal from Dr. Jones Naturals, available again at InfoWarsStore.com. And a lot of other products that have been sold out have just now come back in as well, like Pollen Block, so check that out when you're in the store.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith. This is InfoWars.com, band.video, theresistance.video. The purge is on, accelerating even more massively than you could ever imagine. So much to cover in today's program. Of course, yesterday evening, Donald Trump put out an alert. He has approved the emergency declaration of the District of Columbia. And I'll read it here. It says, today, President Donald J. Trump declared that an emergency exists in the District of Columbia and ordered federal assistance to supplement the district's response efforts due to the emergency conditions arising from the 59th presidential inauguration from January 11th to January 24th, 2021. The president's action authorizes the Department of Homeland Security Federal Emergency Management Agency, that's FEMA, to coordinate all disaster release efforts which have the purpose of alleviating the hardships and suffering caused by the emergency on the local population and to provide appropriate assistance for required emergency measures authorized under Title V of the Stafford Act to save lives and protect property and public health and safety and to lessen or avert the threat of catastrophe in the District of Columbia. Specifically, FEMA is authorized to identify, mobilize, and provide at its discretion equipment and resources necessary to alleviate the impacts of the emergency. Emergency protective measures limited to direct federal assistance will be provided at 100% federal funding. So the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, Department of Homeland Security, named Thomas J. Fargioni as the federal coordinating officer for the federal recovery in the affected areas. So the FEMA camps are coming. FEMA now in charge of preventing the so-called emergency in Washington, D.C. The emergency, of course, arising from perhaps this. House Democrats briefed on three terrifying plots to overthrow the government. In the same way that the sixth protest on January 6th was an insurrection, they are now preparing for mass demonstrations, which will be considered domestic terrorism. I cannot express the extremity to which the American people are now reaching. The incredible fact that this is, in no uncertain terms, a complete takeover of the American system by a form of corporate communism. The Soviet Union experienced this in a similar form 100 years ago, and they lasted for around 70 years, a little over 70 years. That form of communism, completely repressive, completely oppressive, completely authoritarian, totalitarian, destructive. I mean, just the worst thing you could possibly imagine. It lasted for 70 years. And that was with the largest, most powerful forces in the world arrayed against them, with the USA. And even, of course, the entire foundation of Nazi Germany was an attempt to prevent the spreading of communism. And Hitler himself saw Stalin as his number one enemy, with the USA doing everything it could to undermine and destroy the USSR
it still existed for 70 years. If this continues and America continues to go down this road and the exact same instances of political persecution, family members selling out their own family members, people being arrested and jailed for their political views or for standing up for something that they themselves saw with their very own eyes. You remember, all of this is predicated, and as I go through, you'll see all of the bans, all of the defundings, all of the arrests are all, and the attempts to impeach, the attempts to disbar people like Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley. All these are predicated on the fact that people questioned the results of the November 3rd election, the 2020 election. They're questioning those results. If you dare to question them, you will be dispersed. You will be depersoned. You will be eliminated from every service available to citizens of this country. This is being directed and coordinated by the largest and most powerful corporations the world has ever seen. And all of this is being pursued in lockstep with the U.S. government. There is no other superpower. There is no America across the ocean to fight for us and hopefully free our people once this hammer comes down and once the jail cell is slammed shut. We are the last hope. America is the last stand of freedom on earth. And if we fall to this, there is no force outside of us that will help mitigate or prevent or reverse what's happening. It's up to us entirely. The question now lies to us, what will we do? And I want to quickly go to a tweet that I made on the 18th of August of last year. This was 5 months ago, still at least 2 months before the election itself. These are the predictions that I made. And this isn't to toot my own horn. I'm not bragging that I have some impossible foresight. I'm telling you, this was the plan the entire time. And none of this is coincidence. From the lockdown, COVID-19, mail-in ballots, defraud the election, the BLM riots, the Antifa riots, all of these seemingly disseparate arcs, all of these different threads are all tied together and are completely intertwined. So here's my prediction from August of last year. I said I thought the lockdown would continue until the election. That was still up for debate. People were still 6 months into lockdown thinking this will be over soon, right? No, of course not. They need the mail-in ballots because they're going to cheat. So I say my prediction was the lockdown would continue until the election. Check. Dems would use mail-in voting to blatantly cheat. Check. Trump would call this out and refuse to concede. Check. They would say that he's refusing to accept the election and is acting like a dictator. Check. They activate the military to forcibly remove him. Check. At least the military resisted that in some small measure, but this is going on right now. Then I say information about mail-in cheating, aka claiming that there was voter fraud, is said to be a dangerous conspiracy theory that is causing the violence. And extreme censorship would take place to cover their tracks. Check, check, check. Now, here we are about halfway down the list because it continues. You have to understand what's happening now with Airbnb choosing to not allow anybody to use their service who participated in the protest or questions the results of the election, with all of these companies. It's not a coincidence that at the same time is being rolled out the vaccine passports in places like Ticketmaster saying you'll not be allowed to use the vaccine, you'll not be allowed to use their services, you won't be allowed to go to any public performances if you don't have a vaccine passport. It's not a coincidence that all of these things are being rolled out as one. But here we are, exactly as I've predicted, the information about the mail-in cheating, the assertion that there was fraud that took place on Election Day is being called basically domestic terrorism, daring to question it. And the insane thing about this is, and the reason I said basically they're punishing people for what they saw with their own eyes, there are literally thousands of affidavits pointing out people who saw fraud happen. I've seen fraud happen with my own eyes on no less than half a dozen videos. People pulling ballots out of boxes, people rescanning ballots over and over, people destroying ballots, people filling out ballots when they're supposed to be counting them. people on tape with Project Veritas admitting and saying, what I just did is completely illegal. I am selling votes for the Democrats. Completely illegal. All with our own eyes, we saw this. But if you saw that go on with your own eyes and you are a decent, honorable citizen and you say, that's not right, what I saw, you're an enemy of the state now. You are not allowed to question it. Do I need to point out the hypocrisy of 4 years of Russiagate, 4 years of Spygate, 2 years of investigation with $50 million to investigate the so-called hacked election of 2016 versus you will be removed from polite society if you dare question the results of the 2020 election. This is a complete communist takeover. And the question remains and is solely, is the American spirit dead or will we overcome this? Have they taken complete control or will we resist?
Mountain Patriot in Colorado, thank you for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
Man, I'm just working as hard as I can. We're in such a critical time, brother. How are you?
I love you, man. I want to make a quick plug. That DNA Force, I love it. I've been using it quite a while, and I just went, looked at the ingredients again the other day, and I see that it contains quercetin, which, according to some published studies that Dr. Merkula has cited, is an ionophore similar to hydroxychloroquine, and it helps channel the zinc into the cells. So people might want to take a look at that.
Yeah, all I know is with DNA Force, we went out and looked at these high-end products that they sell through doctor clinics that aren't prescription, but the doctors sell them for like $300 a bottle because there's a lot of expensive product in them. It's really only cost them like $50. And so we basically cloned two different top brands together, and that's what produced this. So thanks for the plug. Anybody listening to my voice can simply search engine the term Davos Group, Technocracy, or Technocrats. You will get Klaus Schwab and Jean-Claude Juncker and all the New World Order globalists like Xi Jinping saying that they no longer want elected leaders over governments, but they want businessmen, technocrats over it. And that's who Klaus Schwab is. You might want to look into the guy that says they've launched the COVID-19 lockdowns to bankrupt you and make you poor. You might want to find out who this supervillain is. But you see, he believes because he's hidden it in plain view, and you're not speaking out against it, that he has a right to do it to you. You might want to find out who he works for. He works directly for Prince Charles. He developed, since the 80s, the plan for global sustainability. That means worldwide neo-feudalism, in his own words. So you might want to find out how he talks about using vaccines to sterilize you before you take those shots. You might just want to find out who this villain is. All right.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
TheResistance.video. 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 Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Band.video. And hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video. Theresistance.video.
They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link, theresistance.video, theresistance.video.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith. It's the 12th of January. The purge is on. The takeover is nearly complete. The largest multinational corporate conglomerates in the world are working in concert with the treasonous aspects of the American government to completely destroy any rights and privileges that American citizens once enjoyed. Absolutely incredible stuff. Absolutely incredible. Of course, if you're a viewer and a regular listener to InfoWars, you know that this is not surprising in the slightest. As I pointed out before, nearly 6 months ago, and even before that, this is just when I put it down on paper, it was clear what they were going to do. It was absurdly obvious what they were going to do. You even listened to people like Tim Pool from back in the summer, and he kept saying, are the Democrats trying to lose the election? Are they trying to lose? Yes, they were trying to lose. They were going to cheat to win because they needed to enrage the Trump supporters. They wanted it to be obvious that they were cheating, but they still wanted to be able to say that they won. You are not allowed to question the results of the election anymore. Supremely ironic, since of course we have Nancy Pelosi from May 16th, 2017, our election was hijacked. There is no question. Congress has a duty to protect our democracy and follow the facts. For 4 years, they questioned the results of the election on zero evidence, not a scrap of evidence for their questioning of the election. Tales of Russian hackers, Facebook ads being sold. Meanwhile, we have thousands of affidavits. We have dozens of examples of video evidence of this going on, people admitting to it, audio of the training sessions where the vote counters are being trained how to not be observed, how to use the COVID-19 excuse to kick out observers, how to tell people that they've already, you know, how to basically just get people not to vote. It's on audio. I mean, it's evident. Completely evident. You are not allowed to question it. You're not allowed to bring up the evidence. Facebook went so far as to ban the stop the steal phrase. You're not allowed to say stop the steal. You're not allowed to question them anymore. And now you'll be arrested. So where this goes from here is anybody's guess. If we're going by my predictions, really it all hinges on this next part. Trump supporters rise up. Civil war is declared. The military gets turned on Americans. The fighting gets out of control. The continuity of government officials call for aid by the UN, invite foreign troops to help suppress the American uprising. Patriotic Americans will be rounded up as, quote, domestic terrorists. So I guess we can go ahead and put a check mark on that already. Thanks to COVID, surveillance, tracking, a cashless society, corporate centralization is already in place. A digital vaccine will be mandated. Implant will serve as your ID, your health verification, and will be tied to your credit card. You will be unable to go into stores or purchase anything without that implant. Your implant will be tied to your internet activity and a Chinese-style social credit score. And that will essentially fulfill the prophecy of the mark of the beast. Ownership will be abolished. Private property will only ever be leased from corporations. Nationhood will be destroyed as global organizations and corporate monopolies supplant and supersede national governments. So far, I've been pretty on the money. Now the question is, do Trump supporters actually rise up? Do Americans actually resist this? Or do we go quietly into the night? The question that should be at the top of everybody's head is, does the American spirit still exist? Or have we been so dumbed down, so neutered, so emasculated that we allow this to take place willingly. I'd like to show you a video. I can't tell you what these people are being arrested for. I can't tell you what they're being charged with. The information is not out there. But that's to be expected with a communist takeover. It's clip number 16. I want you to watch this. And as it begins, I want you to listen for the child calling for their mother as she is hauled away in handcuffs. This is taken at an airport. Both of the people being arrested have their masks on. This would be one of the reasons, as tenuous and as illegitimate as it is, you could say, well, maybe they were refusing to comply with the COVID-19 measures. But I think this looks more like somebody who perhaps participated in the largest political protest in the history of America being hauled off by the jackbooted thugs of our police force. Take a look at this, soak this in, and understand this is your future if you dare to question the uniparty corporate oligarchy that is now claiming control of this nation. Let's roll this clip.
We got this, okay? It's not our first time arresting people who have kids on scene. We got this. Thank you for your concern, though. We got this. Thank you for your concern.
I have three minor children. Please record it.
Yeah, well, you got somebody to take care of. You got somebody to come take care of.
My children are not going to any facility.
No problem. How many you have? How many is it?
I have four children here.
Okay.
There you go, a mother with four children being arrested and dragged away from her children as they cry. This is our future. What did she do? Who's to say? Who's to say? I mean, hell, you can burn down a building in America and get let off. You can attack police. You can throw rocks at their head. You get arrested. You get let out the next day. And it's unlikely you get arrested in the first place. But if you dare to question the highly questionable results of the election, you saw with your own eyes criminal activity going on and chose to report it, that's your future, being dragged off, arms behind your back, mask over your mouth, children weeping as you were hauled off by the police. How long will this go on? Well, it'll go on for 70 or 80 years if we don't stop it right now. At least. It probably won't ever end if we allow this to continue. This is a complete takeover of the United States. This is a complete destruction of our every right as Americans. This is horror beyond description being rolled out in real time, and we are experiencing it. I don't know how much longer. The only reason I'm able to express this to you right now is because InfoWars exists, which they tried their hardest to destroy. But very, very shortly, there will not be a single outlet on which you can express your distrust of the government. If you don't like something they did, you'll be destroyed. And it's being rolled out, and it's coming for you. This isn't fear-mongering. This is a stark warning.
We are witnessing a perfect dichotomy of psychological warfare. The United Nations, the big corporations, the globalists, big tech, and big pharma are all pushing the COVID's the most deadly thing in history, even though statistically it's a very weak flu or cold. But if you are deficient, then you can actually die from it. That's why you see somebody dying inside the nursing homes. Meanwhile, all these top scientists and researchers and former Pfizer head medical officers have come out and said that the COVID-19 vaccine, especially the mRNA ones, are basically bioweapons and are super deadly. And now they're having to resuscitate people that die, basically, when they take it. Just like newborn babies, they get vaccines. They have to resuscitate them all the time, or a lot of times they just let them die. And that's on the record. It does that. Guillain-Barre's, narcolepsy, cancer, all these other diseases. But they tell you safe and effective. No one's getting hurt. It's a conspiracy theory. And then all the fine print says can kill you absolutely deadly. So they run from something that isn't dangerous towards something that is incredibly dangerous. Because the media says it's safe, they do it. Fox has betrayed President Trump, as I predicted they would. They've always been part of the establishment, and it's only going to get worse. If they're able to keep Trump from rightfully taking office for a second term on January 20th, the system is going to drop the hammer harder than ever on this republic. They are going to explode gas prices. They are going to shut down our coal power plants. They're going to cut off the energy source to the U.S., so it's impossible for factories to move back here. This is economic domination. This is economic war. We are being consolidated. We are being taken over. The Democrats aren't mismanaging their blue cities and states. They're consolidating power and control to bankrupt the population and bring them absolutely to heel and then consolidate ownership of all the infrastructure and property. This is a monopolistic takeover. That's what the Great Reset is. Klaus Schwab and these other criminals admit it. That's what social distancing is. So your business is only at 25% for several more years. No small businesses will be there. This is a master plan. Say no.
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than Bodies. Some like Bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go!
It's back in stock. It's been sold out for over 8 months. We couldn't get it because the lockdown pollen block is back in stock. Let me tell you real quick about it. With the power of quail egg concentrate, pollen block acts differently than traditional antihistamines, and it's clinically studied to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms by helping to clear sinus passages and aiding respiratory function. It's amazing. Folks absolutely love it. And again, France has been shut down, so we couldn't get it. Now a limited supply is back in stock, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block, again, is available in this one-minute ad. I don't have time to tell you all about it, but believe me, I have really wanted it back in because it works naturally, unlike some of the stuff that's over the counter that makes you all be speedy and irritable and gives you a headache. This is naturally occurring. It's the secret of how the quail don't have the seasonal distress, and it's passed on somehow through their eggs to us. You chew up the pills. They taste great. It's available again. InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal, ladies and gentlemen. We will be taking your calls, but we're having some technical difficulties, so I won't be able to get to as many as I normally would. But if you'd like to call in, the number to dial 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-2539. I want to go over some facts. What are some facts that we can say without question are true? And you cannot deny this. This is the reality of the situation. The first is that the protest on the 6th was a completely valid political protest based on legitimate grievances. You can even disagree with the grievances themselves. That doesn't change the fact that a huge number, millions and millions, tens of millions of Americans saw with their own eyes the evidence of a fraudulent election, question it as is their right as an American citizen, and it was the largest political protest in the history of America for a completely valid reason, not targeting small businesses, not destroying private property, but addressing their concerns directly to the politicians who have the power to make the change that they desire. Completely legitimate grievances. The second fact is this. The severity of the riot was not anywhere close to that of the riots in 2020. By any metric, from violence to property destruction to the very cause espoused, the two events are so wildly unequal as to be entirely different classes. The continuous destruction we saw for months and months and months over the last year, the cause espoused, that is, one being the theft of the election with thousands and thousands of examples of evidence for this, and the protests then targeting and speaking out to and beseeching the people who have the power to make a difference and who are the ones preventing us from even discussing this versus a literal lifelong criminal overdosing on fentanyl and just literal, just lies about black men being hunted down by police, just utterly baseless. And yet it went on for months and months and months. The destruction was epidemic. The riots resulted in dozens of deaths, cold-blooded murders to people being beaten in the street, brain dead, paralyzed. Absolutely incongruous with what we saw on the 6th of January, where five people were dead, the majority of those shot by Capitol Police, one Capitol policeman passing away, and no details as to how that occurred. So that's the second fact, that the severity of the riot was nowhere close to that of the riots in 2020. Third fact, undeniable, proof overwhelming. Joe Biden has deep, extensive financial and political ties to America's foremost political foreign enemy, China. You can't deny that. It's overwhelming. And again, of course, we are forced in pure absurdity to compare it to the claims of Trump's involvement in Russia in 2016. That inspired 4 years of resistance. That inspired 2 years of investigation. That was hounded doggedly and declaimed by every body who was anybody in the American government, compared to the legitimate billions of dollars worth of financial ties Joe Biden holds with China. That's the third fact I wanted to lay out. Fourth fact, again, undeniable, admitted by her, Nancy Pelosi openly attempted a military coup to usurp power for herself. It's undeniable. She came out and admitted it. She was only prevented from doing it by the refusal of the military to go along with it. That is sedition. That is treason. She should not just be removed from office. She should be jailed, tried, and punished. The pure insanity of calling the riot on the 6th of January an insurrection and sedition, while Nancy Pelosi goes to the leader of the military and says, usurp President Trump's powers for myself. Give them to me. I want to be president now. And she wants the military to make that happen. Of course, she floated that before the election even happened. But here we have her actually attempting sedition and has not been punished. And the final fact I'd like to lay out is that the largest and most powerful multinational corporations in the world are working in concert to systematically remove anyone who opposes them. Once again, undeniable. Once again, this fact seemingly blows right over the head of all of the so-called anti-fascists, of all of the so-called socialists that pretend to oppose corporate power and oppose corporate influence in the government. They're seemingly totally blind to the fact that the largest corporations in the world, some of which are actively lobbying right now to continue using slave labor in China, Apple at this moment is lobbying in Washington, D.C. to undo oversight to allow them to continue employing slave factories in China. Apple is lobbying against a bill aimed at stopping forced labor in China. Of course, having to do with the Uyghur Muslims who are systematically being genocided, sterilized, and enslaved in factories. These are the people that are doing this. And they're not just influencing the government. I said it yesterday, you know, you people, you scumbag liberals are still concerned about big oil paying taxes. Big oil doesn't pay enough taxes. Meanwhile, big tech is joining themselves irrevocably to the American government in destroying, not just silencing, destroying the livelihood, destroying the ability to participate in public life of anybody who opposes them. It's absolutely, absolutely incredible. It's absolutely mind-blowing. In the next segment, I'll get into just some of the corporate dictatorship that's being rolled out, where the banks, big tech, big business are all working in total concert, in total cooperation to eliminate competition and to actually remove people from every one of their platforms, including banking, including being able to make money, for the crime of saying, I don't trust the results of the election. It is not possible for me to articulate just how dangerous this is and just how impossible it will be to undo if it's allowed to continue in this manner. I don't know if secession is the right move. I think it might be. I want to see state secession. That might be the only option, because at this point, obviously Trump has totally failed. He's completely failed. He is now completely bought into their entire paradigm. He's now authorized FEMA to mobilize and at their discretion provide the equipment and resources necessary to alleviate the impacts of the so-called emergency that arose from his supporters protesting at the Capitol. 25,000 National Guard to be in Washington, D.C. for the inauguration. And after the Trump-Pence meeting yesterday, senior administration official says, quote, they reiterated that those who broke the law and stormed the Capitol do not represent the America First movement backed by 75 million Americans and pledged to continue their work on behalf of the country for the remainder of their term. Meanwhile, the war drums with Iran are being sounded. Trump held in his hand the key to saving this nation and saving the world from the horror of corporate enslavement, and he has abdicated that responsibility and left it to us, the American people.
Due to the COVID lockdown destroying the supply chain, many of the best-selling products at InfoWars are no longer available. And I thought that Pollen Block might be gone forever, but after 8 months, we got about 25% of the order we put in delivered to us. The rest, they hope, in a few months comes in. It's a proprietary system using specially fed quail and their eggs. It's very powerful when it comes to blocking seasonal irritants and a lot more. So get your Pollen Block back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com today. And, by the way, activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months is now back in stock as well. They're great products, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Pollen Block and get your activated charcoal toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com today. Again, our activated charcoal toothpaste doesn't have additives. It's concentrated. People love it. It's amazing. There's no toothpaste out there like it. And Pollen Block is proprietary as well. They're back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
Our activated charcoal toothpaste became a bestseller overnight because activated charcoal is already one of the top selling, fastest growing toothpaste out there. The problem is a lot of the other over-the-counter ones have aspartame as their flavoring, very, very toxic, and also they have fluoride in it. This does not have the fluoride. It doesn't have the additives. This is a concentrate. It really is high quality. It's been sold out for months because of supply chain breakdowns with the whole COVID martial law garbage, but now it's back in stock. InfoWars, Dr. Jones Naturals, activated charcoal toothpaste, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. It also makes a great gift for your family, for your grandkids, for your mother, your father, for everybody, and it supports the InfoWar. Activated charcoal from Dr. Jones Naturals, available again at InfoWarsStore.com. And a lot of other products that have been sold out have just now come back in as well, like Pollen Block, so check that out when you're in the store.
The Pope came out yesterday and announced a global government corporate alliance to redistribute wealth and create a planetary universal income, which, of course, the United Nations and global corporations will control through the apps on your phone and finally a chip under your skin. It's all now completely official, part of the UN Great Reset of the Davos Group and Klaus Schwab, all officially written about in hundreds of books by Schwab and Rockefeller Foundation, all the rest of them, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, it's here. And only gets worse, like being fed into a wood chipper or a meat grinder, until you reject it all. And the rejection starts with realizing it's a spiritual battle, good versus evil, and stopping abortion. We must start valuing human life again. We must start saying that we are not expendable, that we are not disposable, that we are essential. Until we do that, we are all slaves. We must stand up and declare our basic God-given human rights now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
That video was Trump supporters handing metal bars to the police so they were not used in the riot. Video after video shows Trump supporters preventing people from breaking windows, pulling people away from police, helping police back up to their feet, putting themselves in between their police, the police and violent riots. We have videos of police opening the doors and welcoming Trump supporters in. And this is the casus bellus, right? Whatever that term is, right? This is the cause for war. This is the cause of all of this that we're seeing come down, is the complete and utter lie that this was somehow an insurrection, that everybody involved in this is somehow seditious, dangerous, violent. Meanwhile, here's what Democrats had to say last year about the actual violence roiling and destroying the United States of America.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country, and maybe there will be.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there is unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, we kick.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
Biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right up to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. I said, even if he lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face.
I said if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
Look as his character is stabbed to death.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
That's it right there, pulling up.
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
A Missouri state senator is under investigation by the Secret Service after saying she hopes President Trump is assassinated.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
And sadly, the domestic enemies to our voting system and our honoring our Constitution are right at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that on both levels, that this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not.
If you think we're rallying now, you ain't seen nothing yet.
So as they had to say in 2020, when mobs of communists were burning down American cities and killing American citizens who dared oppose them, now let's see what they said about the peaceful protest on the 6th of January.
No one can tell me that if it had been a group of Black Lives Matter protesting yesterday, they wouldn't have been treated very, very differently than the mob of thugs that stormed the Capitol. We all know that's true. And it is unacceptable. Totally unacceptable.
Would we say that that should not be prosecuted? Would we say that there should be absolutely no response to that? No. It is an act of insurrection. It's an act of hostility. And we must have accountability because without it, it will happen again.
Let me be clear. These were rioters, insurrectionists, goons, thugs, domestic terrorists. They, of course, bear responsibility for the mayhem yesterday. They should be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. And if this administration won't, I'm confident the next administration will. No leniency. No leniency for these people. They have the cameras all over. They have their pictures. No matter what part of the country they came from, we ought to go after them right now.
They are coming for you. If you think that the lies can just be laughed at and shrugged off and you can roll your eyes at it, you're next. You are next. So stand up to this now or literally be destroyed. Now, all of this, of course, has ignited a fury in the Trump base that has been muted and destroyed by big tech, preventing them from even expressing their concerns and calling any questioning of their dictates domestic terrorism. And all of this, again, predicated on the fact that Donald Trump incited a riot and that this was a seditious attempted overthrow of the United States government, the most outrageous lie after a year of insane lies. Now let's go to this clip of Donald Trump and what he actually said and what all of this, all of the purging, all of the banning, all of the coordination by big tech to silence and discriminate against anybody even attempting to create their own platform to express themselves, all of this is predicated on this statement here.
This, we're going to walk down, and I'll be there with you. We're going to walk down anyone you want, but I think right here, we're going to walk down to the Capitol. And we're going to cheer on our brave senators and congressmen and women. And we're probably not going to be cheering so much for some of them. Because you'll never take back our country with weakness. You have to show strength and you have to be strong. We have come to demand that Congress do the right thing and only count the electors who have been lawfully slated. Lawfully slated. I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard. Today we will see whether Republicans stand strong for integrity.
There you go. That is what they're calling sedition. That is what they're calling incitement of rioting. That is what they are predicating all of this censorship and destruction on. Let me go through some of the reaction to what we just saw. ABC News calls for cleansing of Trump supporters. Trump supporters must be cleansed from America. Twitter bans more than 70,000 accounts since Friday, says election fraud claim constitutes grounds for suspension. Question them. Question the literally impossible numbers that were reported from certain districts. Question anything that seems fraudulent to you. You will be suspended. Facebook announces a purge of the popular rallying cry of Trump fans. That is, stop the steal. They don't want their election stolen, so they must be purged. Facebook also blocked former Congressman Ron Paul, citing vague standard violations. He's never violated any of their standards. He simply is anti-war and a libertarian. The fact that they block Senator or Congressman Paul over this should be all the evidence you need to know that it is not what they say it is. Lawmaker to unveil bill ensuring nothing, no airport, no highway, no school is named after Trump. She says, I don't believe the seditious occupant of the White House should have anything ever named after him. I'm working on a bill that would mean nothing, not even a bench, no airport, no highway, no school. Nothing ever bears the name of this traitor. Again, predicated on that clip that you just saw of Trump supporting and advocating for the peaceful protest and support of politicians that are brave enough to question the absurd lies that we saw on election day. Deutsche Bank distancing itself from the president's business, unlikely to lend it any more money. The PGA of America is terminating an agreement to hold the PGA championships at Trump National Golf. Signature Bank, the New York lender that has long catered to Trump, is cutting ties and closed two of his bank accounts. They're also pressing for his resignation. JP Morgan Bank, Goldman Sachs, and Citigroup temporarily suspending political donations. Places like AR15.com joins the ranks of Gab and Parler, having been booted from the internet. They've been booted from GoDaddy and are looking for an alternative solution. GoFundMe bans fundraisers to pro-Trump rallies. Comcast will suspend all political contribution to elective officials who voted against certification of electoral college votes. PayPal blocked site helped raise funds for those who attended Capitol violence. AT&T, American Express, and Dow Inc. have all said they would cut off contributions to campaigns who voted to challenge President-elect Joe Biden's victory. Joe Biden was the least popular candidate in the Democratic primary. He couldn't get 10 people to his rallies, but if you question his presidency, you'll be cut off from all financial services. More on the other side.
It's not a secret why in leftist-controlled cities all over the world, not just the U.S., they encourage people to live in tent cities as homeless and to use drugs and alcohol and engage in petty crime. It's because the globalists admit under Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, and of course the Great Reset, they want to lower expectations. They don't want you to think of having sanitary systems everywhere. They don't want you to think of a civilization that gets better. They want you to think of civilization that gets progressively worse. The globalists fly around in private jets. They have huge private estates. They are separate from us. Their children go to private tutors. They admit this. And now they want us locked down, telecommunicating with each other so that we are not actually out physically building a pro-human infrastructure. The infrastructure that's left under 5G is meant to control robot autonomous cars and trucks. This is all their admitted plan. The public's finally listening because the plan is no longer in beta. It's gone operational. It's a post-human future. You better find out about it right now.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
We're going to continue with this list of corporations, multinational billion-dollar corporations that are banning and withholding money from anybody that dared to question the obviously fraudulent vote that occurred on November 3rd. PayPal blocked site that helped to raise funds for those who attended Capital Violence. PayPal Holdings Incorporated said Monday that it blocked a Christian crowdfunding site, GiveSendGo, after it helped raise funds for people who attended last week's event in Washington when supporters of President Donald Trump stormed the Capitol. A number of large U.S. companies, including AT&T Incorporated, American Express, and Dow Incorporated, had said they'd cut off campaign contributions for those who voted to challenge President-elect Joe Biden's victory. If you dare challenge his victory, as they did for 4 years, incessantly, without any proof whatsoever, if you dare to do that, you will be cut off from all financial support by these large multinational Satan-worshipping corporations. Airbnb bans Capitol rioters and hate groups from D.C. inauguration. They will bar any guests associated with hate groups or violent activity, saying there's no way to guarantee that your guests are not coming to incite violence. That is to say, if you support the president, if you are a conservative, if you don't bow and kowtow to the dictates of your corporate masters, they will ban you from their services. The San Francisco-based company also said Monday it would not give political donations to Republicans who voted against certifying the results of the presidential election, which the pro-Trump mob tried to disrupt. Airbnb joined Marriott, AT&T, and other businesses in making that stand. Again, U.S. president dropped from lender Deutsche Bank for future business. The resignation of the president, Signature Bank as well, dropping the president's personal business, saying, quote, "The resignation of the president is in the best interest of our nation and the American people," they said on their website. Amazon to remove QAnon products from platform after U.S. Capitol siege. Amazon.com Inc. on Monday said it was working to remove some QAnon products from its online marketing place, citing policies that prohibit offensive items or inappropriate content. Major corporations say they will stop donating to members of Congress who tried to overturn the election. This is from popular.info, and it has a huge list of everyone from the Kansas City Star that said that Senator Josh Hawley said has, quote, blood on his hands and should resign, and the Houston Chronicle that said Cruz's lies cost lives and called for his resignation. There were no lies. There was no incitement. That doesn't matter anymore. They will destroy you. Blue Cross Blue Shield Association is a federation of companies that also has decided to remove any funding from anyone that dared question the fraudulent election. Marriott International has refused to fund anybody that dared question the fraudulent election. Commerce Bank's employee-funded political action committee is now withdrawing their support of anybody. Dow Chemical Company. Oh, by the way, I don't know if you realize that this is a list of the most evil companies in the entire world. I don't know if that's has been made clear to you. You moronic scumbag Antifa freaking losers that don't understand that the biggest banks in the world, the people pulling all of the strings, the people actually using slave labor in China, the people with absolutely no moral basis whatsoever that you scream and cry because they send $2,000 to a Republican candidate, they are now all linked, armed and armed, moving in one direction towards you, for you. You are a puppet, you are a slave, and these people are preventing with every lever they can pull, they are destroying anybody's ability to speak up against them, and you are going along with it, you are supporting it, you are complicit in this takeover. Wake up! Damn it, wake up! Jesus Christ! Hallmark asked Senator Josh Hawley for a $3,000 donation back after MAGA riot. Salesforce takes action to prevent RNC emails from inciting violence. Big tech pauses political spending after Capitol riot. Salesforce, of course, Mark Benioff, who is now in league with the Rothschilds and the Pope to bring about a new world order of capitalism. They say to you, pledge allegiance to our sickening world order or you will be destroyed from every direction. You will be barred from any of our services. You will be blacklisted financially and you won't be able to buy homes. You'll have a social credit score that isn't even about social credit. It's about your subservience to them.
3, 2, 1.
It's back in stock. It's been sold out for over 8 months. We couldn't get it because the lockdown pollen block is back in stock. Let me tell you real quick about it. With the power of quail egg concentrate, pollen block acts differently than traditional antihistamines, and it's clinically studied to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms by helping to clear sinus passages and aiding respiratory function. It's amazing. Folks absolutely love it. And again, France has been shut down, so we couldn't get it. Now a limited supply is back in stock, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block, again, is available. In this one-minute ad, I don't have time to tell you all about it, but believe me, I have really wanted it back in because it works naturally, unlike some of the stuff that's over the counter that makes you all be speedy and irritable and gives you a headache. This is naturally occurring. It's the secret of how the quail don't have the seasonal distress, and it's passed on somehow through their eggs to us. You chew up the pills. They taste great. It's available again. InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. It's the second hour. We will be taking your phone calls in this hour since we were able to get the network up and running. I have to remind you to go to InfoWarsStore.com to support what we do here. I don't know if it'll be tomorrow. I don't know if it'll be next month. I don't know if it'll be 6 months from now, but I doubt InfoWars will survive this purge. I doubt I will survive this purge. I doubt if you're listening to this or watching this, you will survive this purge. So while you still can, please do go to InfoWarsStore.com and support what we do here, because what we do here is rapidly becoming illegal. We are now, I guess, officially enemies of the state for simply pointing out the obvious fact that tens of thousands of people all over the country witnessed with their own eyes electoral fraud, and that electoral fraud is borne out by the facts, by the numbers of votes exceeding the number of voters, by the massive spikes in the middle of the night where 100,000 votes went to Joe Biden and not a single one went to President Trump, where we saw with our own eyes the video of people pulling boxes out from underneath tables and running ballots over and over and over again and caught on security camera filling out ballots, sitting there pretending to count them, filling them out or throwing them away. On video, people admitting to ballot harvesting and forcing people to change their vote and saying what I just did was illegal. The mayoral candidate of outside Dallas, who was arrested after having requested 86 different mail-in ballots. I mean, the fraud was overwhelming and obvious, and they did it on purpose. So you questioning it could be used as the basis by which they deplatform and destroy all of us. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com because we are literally the only ones left, and it won't be long now before the beast turns its eyes towards us. It's absolutely mind-blowing. Here is probably the most terrifying part. These are a couple posts from Reddit. A guy named Mr. Eyes says, not going to lie, my brother-in-law was straight up posting pictures and bragging on Facebook that he went to the Capitol protest, so I dropped his name to the FBI. The responses to that, hell yeah, MF-er, get that money. I'm proud of you. You did the right thing. Another person says, real blonde, fake dumb. They say, quote, I was looking through the FBI reward pictures for several of my relatives. I thought they would be there. Somebody else responds, I saw one of my friend's Facebook posts about him being in the Capitol after the attack. You bet your ass I saved those images and sent their info to the FBI. He was one of my best friends since I was 5. I'm 27 now, and I have zero regrets giving his info to the FBI. Someone else says, I did the same thing yesterday upon learning that my mother attended this coup. I blasted her on Facebook, as I've done in the past, and reported her to the FBI. I have no idea if she made it inside the Capitol, but she can explain that to the feds. she's now scrambling to blame Antifa. Somebody else says, my mother worked at a hospital in my hometown, not anymore. She worked at Memorial. I got her fired today. Somebody else says, this post might be the saddest post I've ever seen ever, and most certainly in regards to America's race to the bottom. Family is all we have. You don't have to agree with them and often won't, but you should always, always have their back, and they should always have yours. After all, it's family. Somebody else responds to that. What kind of rock have you been living under? The storming of the Capitol was a failed coup attempt committed by terrorists. No excuse. America will endure the loss of traitors as it has in the past. Loyalty based on the circumstances of one parentage is equally as bad as prejudice based on the same. And it continues. An 18-year-old saw her aunt, mother, and uncle in D.C. in a video, so she named them. Many families have been torn apart by the politics and social unrest of the Trump era. Here's one teen's story. Somebody else posts braggingly a screenshot of their own text message saying, I just reported to my uncle to the FBI, the smiley face. Hey, Uncle Blank, saw you went to the D.C. riot. I remember you making a statement underneath my Facebook post a while back saying BLM was a terrorist organization. Well, seeing as it now you were classified as a terrorist, I felt it was my civic duty to submit your information to the FBI. From one peaceful activist to a violent and treasonous bastard, all I have to say is get effed. Helena Duke on Twitter says, hi, this is the liberal lesbian of the family who's been kicked out multiple times for her views and for going to BLM protests to care what happens to me. So here are basically the identities of her family members who attended a protest in Washington, D.C. So this is the world they're creating where children turn in their family members because massive corporations have decided that opposing them and opposing their fraudulent elections are tantamount to treason and terrorism. And these people, by the way, every single one of these posts that I just read of people bragging about turning their family members in to the feds, even if they didn't do anything wrong, if they're like just at the protest, they're like, well, you can explain that to the feds when they arrest you. And they're proud of this and they're happy about this. And then underneath all of those comments are numerous comments celebrating them and saying, we'll be your family now, you lesbian liberal. Gosh, who would have thought the liberal lesbian of the family turning against her own family and turning them into the government for nothing, for no gain, for no reward, just as a service to her masters, she will undersell and snitch on her own family members. These people need to have something done to them. I want to go to this video, clip 22. Here's another little taste of the self-aggrandizing, self-important, snitching, just vile hatred pouring out of the children in today's world who have been encouraged and supported in this by the corporations and the socialists at the top. Let's roll clip 22.
But as a teacher, you're here to educate students, and putting up a fucking political flag that some people might get offended by, that is not responsible of you as a teacher.
Okay. Wow. It is only Monday.
I don't know who to blame for all this. I'm tempted to blame Disney, quite frankly. You ever watch Disney shows where just the main character is always just like a bitch and it's just like everybody thinks she's super cool and all the parents and all the adults are just really dumb and don't know what the hell is going on and all of these kids are raised on this trash and grow up and just thinking like just being a bitch means that you're right? And it's just like, you're hanging something that is offensive to some of these students and you are not allowed to do that. It's like you're a child. You are literally a child. And the teacher's just up there like, no. Punish these people. This needs to be put down. It needs to be smothered in the crib, metaphorically. Right? I mean, right? What the hell type of world are we creating? How are you okay with this? Children turning in their own parents because they don't understand the political reality. And then the children being celebrated for this by the subservient people, by the sycophants. It's literally sickening and it should make you sick. And it's not, I mean, so it's just from everywhere. It's just the biggest failures in the world, Antifa, just completely supported by the government, by the way, by you, by the taxpayer. They don't work. they live off the government. They're funded. Their entire lives are paid for by the government. Then they go around marching, destroying private businesses, breaking everything, letting criminals out of prison, electing people who refuse to follow the law and receive no punishment or backlash for it. The biggest corporations in the world, the biggest billionaires, the literal trillionaires at the top of our society, the big oil, the international corporations, the foreign governments, all of these people all coming together, all in one monolithic force, moving against the American people. And they've now recruited your children, and they've recruited the worst, most just pointless, useless, just failures, you know, this just massive underclass who have achieved nothing, built nothing, made nothing, live either off their parents or off the government. And they're all now hand in hand celebrating the fact that if you oppose their blatant, open, unquestionable theft of an election, then you deserve to be destroyed, and they will celebrate them turning their own parents in. Folks, if you're a parent and you have a kid that's even remotely going towards this, lock them in their room. Take away all of their internet, remove all of the money that you give them, don't support your children if they're going to turn you in to the government. You have to clamp down on this, maintain your family, keep your family in line, because if you don't, then they're going to seek out the government as their family. That's their parent now, that's their mother now, you are nothing but a bulwark to be destroyed.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction and inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Ultimate Fluoride-Free Charcoal Mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The word apocalypse means the revealing of what was once hidden. And now that all the lies are being revealed, what will you do? We know that millions will do absolutely nothing. They will do whatever they are told, as if obedience is a virtue. It is the patriots of the world versus everybody else. I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge my duties as best as I can. So help me God.
InfoWars.com. Band.video.
Mountain Patriot in Colorado. Thank you for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
Man, I'm just working as hard as I can. We're in such a critical time, brother. How are you?
I love you, man. I want to make a quick plug that DNA Force
I love it. I've been using it quite a while, and I just went, looked at the ingredients again the other day, and I see that it contains quercetin, which, according to some published studies that Dr. Merkula has cited, is an ionophore similar to hydroxychloroquine, and it helps channel the zinc into the cells. So people might want to take a look at that.
All I know is with DNA Force, we went out and looked at these high-end products that they sell through doctor clinics that aren't prescription, but the doctors sell them for like $300 a bottle because there's a lot of expensive product in them. It's really only cost them like $50. And so we basically cloned two different top brands together, and that's what produced this. So thanks for the plug.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Just received word from Alex Jones that he has breaking news about plans by the establishment concerning the utter destruction of Donald Trump himself. That is breaking news that Alex Jones will be delivering here on this program at 9:45. He will be taking over. Just as a little bit of notes to this. New York Times says, can Trump be charged with a crime for incendiary speech before the Capitol riot? Of course, we played the most incendiary clip of that speech earlier in today's program when Trump said, go use your voice, be peaceful and patriotic and, show support to the congressmen and senators brave enough to stand up against this blatant election fraud. You cannot now question election fraud on Facebook or Twitter. They are considering that incitement to violence and will remove you. Some other hints at what is to come. Pompeo today is supposed to give a speech in which it's rumored he will accuse Iran of Al-Qaeda links. So they're literally using the exact same excuse that got us into the war in Iraq. Literally verbatim, the exact same excuse. Connections with Al-Qaeda, supporting Al-Qaeda. War with Iran is on the horizon. Spotted tonight at Cafe Milano, according to Meredith McGraw, Secretary of State Pompeo and the head of Mossad, Israel's spy agency, spotted together at Cafe Milano. So, Mr. President, Donald Trump, you have to understand something. You stuck your neck out for Israel when you killed Soleimani. You assassinated him. You bragged about it. You claimed it for yourself. Soleimani was a hero to Iran and the Iranian people. Iran has vowed vengeance. And when you leave office, you will not have the protection that the president of the United States has. You'll have a few Secret Service people in your detail, and they will not be enough to protect you from Iran if they want to get revenge on you. You will be killed. And even if Iran doesn't, guess who's waiting in the wings to make sure it happens to ensure war between America and Iran? People who you've served for the last 4 years and have just recently thrown you under the bus. You have served them. You have been of use to them. And now your most useful act will be to die to encourage Americans to support a war with Iran in their name. That's Trump's future if he does nothing, if he goes along with this, if he continues to be silent and allows this to happen, he'll be dead within a month. I hope he realizes that. Hope he realizes even if just to save his own skin, it is necessary that he make massive moves in the next week. We are 1 week away. 1 week and 1 day from the inauguration of Joe Biden, at which point Joe Biden will announce a new domestic terrorism bill that will claim 75% or 75 million Americans are domestic terrorists, white nationalists. Kamala Harris in 2019 put forward a bill to deny people the right to own guns through red flag laws based on whether or not they are, quote, white nationalists. And of course, we know, hey, if you support Donald Trump, you're a Nazi. You're a white nationalist. So pretty easy to draw these lines together, isn't it? Pretty simple. But that's how it is. There's one thing. There's one single thing that American dissidents, people that are not okay with the oncoming corporate global enslavement, have learned over the past week, it's to not telegraph your plans. Do not announce your actions. Do not congregate or communicate on any platforms that you are not assured are secure, encrypted, or possibly even just as low technology as you can possibly get. That's the most important lesson that we've learned. It's pretty easy because they're kicking us off of everything, but you should take that to heart. Let's go now to Lori in Pennsylvania. You were at the DC protest, Lori. Thanks for calling. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Awesome. Great to talk to you, Harrison. Okay, so I was at the rally, but I want to give you guys a quick plug while I have a chance. November 3rd, up till this point, you know, it's been a nail biter for all of us, and Covichil has completely got me through it. I've been able to sleep because of it. So I wanted to thank you guys and basically remind fellow patriots that the best thing we, the people, can do is support you guys and try to keep you on the air. So that was something I wanted to get across. But
thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. So I was at the rally, and what people don't seem to bring up a lot is the massive crowd that was there. We couldn't even hear Trump speaking. Like the VIPs and the little old ladies that were in within the fencing, you know, they could hear him, but those of us that were out, you know, we had no cell service, so we couldn't watch the speech online. And so I had walked away from, you know, I was by the National Monument. So I walked away about 10 minutes before his speech was over, and I got down to the Capitol. I wanted to get a good spot. And I know you guys have heard this, but there was already, you know, a group of people there already inciting riots with the police. They were already antagonizing the police.
The timeline itself precludes the idea that Trump actually incited the riot. It was, like you point out, already going on, like before his speech even concluded. There was already violence occurring at the Capitol between police and some of the agitators in the protest. But on top of that, you have to understand, they're saying Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley are responsible for this incitement because they objected to the certification of the votes. So this idea that they're actually legitimately concerned that Trump incited a riot, or that, you know, that this, you know, the excuse that they're predicating all of this on is entirely arbitrary. It doesn't matter. It's not what reality is. It's them saying, if you question us, you're a terrorist. So I totally agree with you, and I appreciate your point, Lori, but it's like, it's so far beyond, you know, it's like, well, he didn't really incite the violence. It's like, no, no. Questioning them, they consider incitement to violence. Questioning what they say, they'll say, that's a dangerous thing. You're being dangerous by questioning us. You must be put down. So I completely agree with you, Lori. I just want to sort of, expand on what you're saying, but go ahead.
And I think the thing that is bothering me the most, that's hitting hard for me, is that they're comparing this to 9/11. And, you know, I'm 31 years old. You know, that's what kicked off my political interest when I was in my early teens, and I saw Loose Change come out on MySpace.
Right.
All those years ago. And, you know, if you would have told me back then, I would be a diehard, you know, conservative when I'm in my 30s, I would have laughed at you, because I thought the Republican Party was George W. Bush. That's right. what we all thought. So, you know, the thing is that I'm a gay American woman, and I'm being called a fascist by my family and being completely isolated and being called a Nazi and a disgrace to all gay people. And it's insane. But wasn't it Ronald Reagan that said fascism would come
in the cloak of liberalism?
America?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, it's just heartbreaking that.
No, it is. It is. You're exactly right. We're about to go to commercial break. I'm sorry to have to cut you off, because that was a wonderful call, and you're making some great points, and you're expressing exactly how I feel. You know, you awoke because of 9/11 and the lies surrounding that, and now it's the same people telling the same lies, and everybody's falling for it again, and we're just sitting here scratching our heads.
Due to the COVID lockdown destroying the supply chain, many of the best-selling products in InfoWars are no longer available. And I thought that Pollen Block might be gone forever, but after 8 months,
We got about 25% of the order we put in delivered to us. The rest, they hope, in a few months comes in. It's a proprietary system using specially fed quail and their eggs. It's very powerful when it comes to blocking seasonal irritants and a lot more. So get your pollen block back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com today. And, by the way, activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months. It's now back in stock as well. They're great products, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your pollen block and get your activated charcoal toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com today. Again, our activated charcoal toothpaste doesn't have additives. It's concentrated. People love it. It's amazing. There's no toothpaste out there like it. And Pollen Block is proprietary as well. They're back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. 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 Webster's Dictionary has a very simple definition of terrorism. Other dictionaries have similar ones. Terrorism is the threat of force, or actually carrying out force, for a political or financial reason. It's basically scaring the hell out of people until you submit to them. And that's exactly what all this overblown COVID-19 garbage is. You see the headlines from CNN, ABC News. Doctors say it's worse than they ever thought. COVID more devastating than they could ever imagine. They told us that 2.5 million people would be dead just 8 months ago, within 3 months. Okay? It's 250,000 if you count all of the people that died of other things. We're talking 96% had comorbidity. These are real numbers. These are real facts. This is the Chicken Little event where we all run in our houses, never come out, and are taught we're not essential, while the big box stores and Amazon take over the planet. Rebuke it. Stand up against it. This is slavery. It is not something you can put up with and survive.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, man?
Is this the guy that called in about Living Defense?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've been trying to get a hold of you since Monday when I heard you got that fresh shipment of Living Defense in from Utah. I said, man, I got to get on that show and give him an update. I said, if I ever get a chance to be on Alex Jones' show, I'm going to tell the world about Living Defense and what it did for me personally. Now, look, I'm 64 years old, going on 20, thanks to the InfoWars store products. And by the way, I bought $800 worth the other night, so I'm doing what I can, brother. So what my contention is, why don't we start this new year off right with everybody getting a couple bottles of Living Defense? Now, you got to follow that up with the Micros VX. I learned that.
So it's like God working is so amazing. We didn't know. We didn't screen your call. We had no idea. And I go to you a year later, and you're here telling people about Living Defense. Living Defense. Living Defense. Living...
The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Band.video and hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video. Theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link, theresistance.video, theresistance.video.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Folks, please share this link out if you can. Go to band.video or infowars.com. Click the share button. It'll give you a disguised URL that can hopefully get around some of the censorship, because in about 10 minutes at 9:45, Alex Jones will be coming in and sitting here to give you some breaking bombshell information about what is happening in Washington, D.C., and what lies ahead for Donald J. Trump. Here's what lies ahead for the rest of us. This is noted conservative superstar Meghan McCain giving her views on The View yesterday. Clip two.
on that note, here's you should problem. Be treating these domestic terrorists.
He's not
terrorists.
Going to be.
Sorry, I can't. It's hard to.
I just. That's all right.
I just think we need to treat the domestic thing. Terrorists the way we do actual terrorists. I think we need to consider all right. possibilities. I'm not against sending these people to Gitmo. And that may sound extreme. These are domestic terrorists who attacked our own republic. They should be treated the same way we treat Al-Qaeda.
Treated the same way that we treat Al-Qaeda. American citizens, a million of them, protesting a fraudulent election. It's absolutely incredible. And, of course, the Patriot Act 2.0. It's on its way, the Joe Biden domestic terrorism bill. It's absolutely disgusting. Let's go now to clip 31, shall we? Let's see what happened in 1983.
At 1 minute before 1 o'clock this morning, the switchboard at the Capitol received a phone call. A man's voice said a bomb would go off in the building in half an hour. At 1:30 in the morning, it did. In a small, unmarked restroom on the ground floor of the Senate side, next to a barber shop and near several small offices, including one committee hearing room. For a report on the first serious damage to the nation's foremost structure since the British burned it in 1814, here is ABC congressional correspondent Bob Clark.
There was alarm for a time that other bombs might still be hidden inside the Capitol. Police used dogs specially trained to sniff out explosives in a painstaking search both inside and outside the building. The single bomb set off by a timing device left the men's room a shambles, plumbing demolished, bricks and plaster ripped from walls. Army and FBI experts sifted the debris, seeking a clue to the nature of the explosive. There was heavy damage to the nearby barber shop. Windows were smashed there and 100 feet away in the Senate restaurant, where tables were overturned and a priceless stained glass mosaic destroyed. Damage estimated in the hundreds of thousands of dollars might have been far worse, but for the 3-foot-thick walls in the oldest part of the Capitol. As it was, the violent explosion ripped off doors in nearby conference rooms. There was no damage to the Senate chamber itself on the floor above. Daylight revealed more smashed windows and debris. Tourists were barred from the Senate wing all day, but the entire Capitol will be reopened to the public as soon as possible. Everyone entering the Senate wing today had to pass a security check.
So that was a bombing by the Weather Underground, an organization led by Bill Ayers, who you may remember from the controversy that arose when it was discovered that Barack Obama had close ties to him in 2008. He's still out and about running around criticizing Donald Trump and being a hero of the left. Also in 1983, a bomb was detonated in the Capitol building by one, let me get her name right here, Susan Rosenberg, who of course is on the board of Black Lives Matter. To this day, she was pardoned by Jerry Nadler and Bill Clinton. At the behest of Jerry Nadler, Bill Clinton pardoned her. So to say that what we saw on the 6th of June was unprecedented, it was, in the fact that it was the largest political gathering in the history of the country. It was not unprecedented in the fact that multiple bombs had been set off in the Capitol prior to this, 1971 and 1983, by what is still today prominent liberal activists directing the so-called resistance of the Black Lives Matter and Antifa movements. Absolutely mind-blowing. Let's go now to Henry in Illinois, has a message for the American public and armed forces. Thanks for calling in. Henry, you're on the air.
Cool. My message is, I did this a couple of days ago. To all Americans, if you love your freedom and liberty, look at the Declaration of Independence. It states when the government becomes destructive and corrupt, the Constitution gives us the right to alter or abolish the government and create a new government. It's in the Constitution. And to the to all the armed forces, law enforcement, you took an oath to protect the Constitution and our country against foreign and domestic enemies. Your commander-in-chief was betrayed by treasonous vice president, congressmen, legislatures. They also violated the Constitution in our country. What are you going to do to protect the Constitution in our country? Are you going to abandon your commander-in-chief? Think what would have happened if this. What would have happened if George Washington was abandoned by his troops and ignored this treasonous regime? This country will not exist. So what are you going to do to protect the Constitution and the United States of America? also remember what President Lincoln did, the Insurrection Act. Now, are you going to protect us, the American people, and our Constitution and our country, or are you going to be subservient to the Chinese and communist regime that's coming in that's going to violate every single thing that our forefathers stood for? We got to take action. If President Trump is not taking action, either he sold out to save his empire or he's being held hostage. So, America, wake up. We have our freedom to this at risk in our country. And I don't want to live under Sharia law, whatever you want to call it, or vaccinations. This treasonous regime needs to be changed. And the action is not. Of course, not corrupted. They're not going to do anything for us.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And I'm trying to find the exact story here. But essentially, what you're pointing out is that, you know, free thinking members of the military should recognize exactly what is going on here. And they
right.
should. Well, you know, unfortunately, I have to tell you. Here it is. Department of Defense says they will review troops deployed to Biden inauguration to ensure they don't have sympathies to domestic terrorists, meaning the government is now trying to prevent a military coup. So I think what you're saying is exactly what the people in power are concerned at. So now members of the military are having their personal lives reviewed to make sure they don't have any, quote, ties to domestic terrorists, which, as we know, means if you support President Trump or if you think it's good that the American people are able to protest against the illegitimate vote that took place on November 3rd. So
we need to the remind military... them that they took an oath to the Constitution. Remember that. All the armed forces, you took an oath to protect the Constitution against foreign and domestic enemies. Forget yeah. about you, the generals above you. This is our country. This is the country you're going to live in, your children and grandchildren and everybody that's coming down the line.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Henry. And, you know, I wish there were more people in the police or in the armed services that, knew what was going on and could stand up for it. And right now preparations are being carried out by the people at the very top to make sure that anybody with that type of mindset, with that type of idea in their head is being purged from the military forces as we speak so that no one will be left but those willing to serve out the unconstitutional dictates of their corporate masters. So, it's all coming down. It's all happening right now. Thank you so much for the call, Henry. As usual, fantastic stuff. So the hypocrisy is overwhelming. The coup is on. The purging is underway. Everyone from Meghan McCain to ABC News themselves say the U.S. must be cleansed of Trump supporters and all domestic terrorists should be treated like foreign terrorists and sent to Gitmo. And what does it take for you to be a domestic terrorist, having participated in the largest political protest in the history of America, or daring to question the results of the November 3rd election? Again, the hypocrisy everywhere from the mobs that terrorized America for an entire year to the heinous outrage over the election in 2016 and claiming Trump himself was an illegitimate president and that it was all hacked. These ideas espoused by the very same people that are now claiming that doing so makes you a domestic terrorist and means you must be purged and cleansed and denied the ability to operate a business in this great country. This is it, folks. Alex Jones on the other side breaking down some incredible news.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Our activated charcoal toothpaste became a bestseller overnight because activated charcoal is already one of the top selling, fastest growing toothpaste out there. The problem is a lot of the other over-the-counter ones have aspartame as their flavoring, very, very toxic, and also they have fluoride in it. This does not have the fluoride. It doesn't have the additives. This is a concentrate. It really is high quality. It's been sold out for months because of supply chain breakdowns with the whole COVID martial law garbage, but now it's back in stock. InfoWars, Dr. Jones Naturals, activated charcoal toothpaste, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. It also makes a great gift for your family, for your grandkids, for your mother, your father, for everybody, and it supports the InfoWar. Activated charcoal from Dr. Jones Naturals, available again at InfoWarsStore.com. And a lot of other products that have been sold out have just now come back in as well, like Pollen Block, so check that out when you're in the store. The post-industrial world. That's what George Herbert Walker Bush signed on to at the Rio de Janeiro Agenda 21 conference back in 1992. Now they've launched Agenda 2030, which is a post-industrial world. Klaus Schwab of the Davos Group, Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, they're all on record saying the Great Reset is Agenda 2030. Well, you might want to find out what Agenda 2030 is. It is the destruction of society as we know it. It is making the population poor by design so we can be controlled with a medical technocracy over you and your family. They are destroying civilization, rebuild it in their dystopic image. We are fighting this at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. We are fighting for a pro-human future, and we need you to get the facts, to research it, and share it with others, and join the fight. God bless you. Visit us, spread the word at InfoWars.com.
The best product, I'm not supposed to be biased, but I'm going to tell you all now, if you haven't tried TurboForce, you need to try it. I've tried TurboForce with everything. Sometimes, you know, I went a little bit crazy. I put TurboForce in my coffee. That was a crazy week. I don't remember sleeping, but as far as the products go, TurboForce is my favorite, and all the InfoWars products are down to taking control of your life, taking control of your health, not relying on other people to do it for you. Nobody wakes up in the morning and thinks, I'm going to give that person over there a better life. I'm going to wake up today. You know what? I'm going to spend my entire day trying to make that guy over there healthier, happier, and richer. I'm going to make sure he gets a Ferrari and a girlfriend. I don't think that happens very often. It's never happened to me. I've never had anyone knock on my door and said, Tate, you're such a good guy. How can I improve your life in every single way? There's only one person who woke up and thought that, and that was me. I woke up and thought, you know what? Okay, I want to take control of my life. I want to take control of my health. And that's why you need to go to InfoWars.com, take control of your health right now, and support the resistance. Don't buy into the groupthink. Don't drink the Kool-Aid, drink the Turbo Force. Kool-Aid's bad and the Turbo Force is good.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Global broadcast with some very, very serious news. Some of the most serious news that we've ever broken down before. And that is from high-level sources that talk directly to Rudolph Giuliani. Giuliani believes that he, Don Jr., and President Trump are to be indicted in Washington, D.C. today by the District of Columbia. The same judges that tried to railroad Roger Stone, General Flynn, and others. It would be federal prosecutors over it, but it would be a state crime of incitement. This is a globalist purge. This is a attempted globalist takeover by every yardstick. This is a report you're getting exclusively that Giuliani has been told and believes that he, President Trump and Don Jr. have been indicted. Now, you saw in the news since the tragic events of the Capitol last week that were way overblown compared to what the left does in America's streets, but still a small group out of control, demonizing over a half a million or more demonstrators, that they began to have calls all over the news, will the District of Columbia indict President Trump, Giuliani, and Don Jr.? For incitement.
There were then articles out a few days ago saying, well, not Trump, but maybe Giuliani and Don Jr. So I can tell you, I've spoken to a very well-known, very trusted person who talked to Giuliani, and Giuliani believes he has been indicted. People will say, oh, the president just pardoned himself. That's for federal crimes. But in the district, it would be federal prosecutors that then actually do it in the district because it's not state. So this would never happen in any other time or place. It's really unconstitutional, but that's that no man's land that's been created there in D.C. Now, you notice President Trump is not in D.C. today. He is in Texas to speak at Alamo, Texas. That is down in McAllen, Texas, in South Texas on the border. It is not the Alamo Shrine, the site of the Battle of the Alamo in 1836 in San Antonio, Texas, downtown. So, sometimes they have indictments that don't go forward that ended up not getting filed, but the indictment Giuliani believes is there. And even putting this information out is so dangerous that the individuals that learned this do not even want to be the ones to put it out. And they really left it up to me whether I wanted to put it out or not. But this individual has been very, very accurate in the past. And so that's what's unfolding. This individual should be talking to the president in the next hour, and I will have more information for you. And I've also got calls in to other lawyers, other people that I know work very closely with President Trump. Now, I want to move to the most important issue. There's a lot of provocateurs, a lot of operatives on the comment sections of Infowars.com and Band.Video saying, oh, Jones, you're a wimp, that you don't want a violent revolution against this communist takeover because you're telling people don't go out and be violent this weekend or next week in D.C. Yes, I believe in civil disobedience if the government gets out of control. But I don't believe in violence or beating police up or rampaging and breaking things in a Capitol. I don't believe the police should have shot that poor woman to death either, or that protesters should have smashed a police officer almost to death in a door. So I came for the big Trump events we've had many times in D.C., and I helped put it on with the Secret Service and the Jumbotrons and the metal detectors and the whole nine yards to show that we're angry about election fraud and to show that we can put a huge crowd together and the Democrats can't. That got hijacked, and we now know by who and how. So I'm now very clear on this, and I apologize to the audience that I didn't take Q more seriously or for how dangerous it was. But how do you destroy the president? Well, you make his followers think they don't need to do anything. You make his supporters think there's a secret group in the government and everything's fine, and Jeff Sessions and Bill Barr and, you know, are all great guys and trust the plan, and that Hillary was in Gitmo 3 years ago. And then because you have people inside the government that are running Q on the dark side, you can put out real tidbits, real photos from Air Force One, real things. People go, oh, my God, this is true. Remember a couple days ago, Q said Trump's going to be in Texas, or he's already in Texas. And I made fun of that until I talked to some high-level smart folks, and they said, no, Jones, don't you see it? That's how they get people to think it's the president commanding them, because the globalists, the leakers, are totally surrounded him. He's down to four loyalists in the White House right now. All the others are working against him on record. He's razor close to being removed under the 25th Amendment. There's only, what, how many days left of Trump in office? 7.5. All this is going on, and the Q people we now know came with zip ties and all the rest of it from all over the country and believe they were being commanded to storm the building and arrest the Democrats. But you notice none of that happened. So it was all a setup. They opened the doors for you, then had some skirmishes for the cameras. The politicians all fled. They had their speeches all written. It was a setup. And now, how do you destroy the movement that helps destroy the president? Well, at the end, you have it in a big violent spasm starting this weekend through the 20th of a hysteria and violence in all 50 capitals, including D.C., the 51st capital, because it's its own district, its own swamp. And then that's used to come in against the Second Amendment with Joe Biden saying he will destroy the NRA and the Second Amendment. So this is it. It's a total setup. And there are provocateurs all over the place calling for violence, calling for shooting, the vice president. The left started all this, primed the pump, got it ready, burned down cities, burned down police stations, burned down public housing, killed all these people. That was wonderful. We have a giant demonstration, peaceful. 100 or so Antifa and other groups break in. They open the doors. 5 people die. And now they say the conservatives don't have free speech in America. There must be a giant clampdown on them. And so suddenly Q says, trust the plan. This is the storm. Trump's in control of it. Go out and attack the governor's mansions and go in and kill everybody in D.C. And that's the provocateurs. They meant to have it much worse last Wednesday. So because it didn't go well, because Trump supporters fought back most of the Antifa and other paramilitaries. So when Antifa couldn't break in with the limited cops they had, they then sent in more paramilitary, more trained, that weren't the meth heads, but were military. You could see it. They couldn't break through. And so they then had to order the opening, finally. And then it's even true when you see these kook generals and people, you know, at the White House saying, oh, military intelligence in there getting Pelosi's laptop. Look, these are military guys. And they are, because they're globalist mercs. They're breaking in, not to get Pelosi's laptop, but to make sure the mission took place and discredit Trump and his nationalist movement. And we're now looking into, probably wasn't even the president that told us, but it was the Secret Service, lead the march. We were probably being set up. That's what Roger Stone thinks. He's not ready to come on air yet, but he is willing for me to tell you. Next segment, what happened? They sent a SWAT team to his hotel room. They thought he led the march. They tried to set him up with me to lead it. Roger had a bad feeling and didn't lead the march with me. The phones were all jammed. I couldn't talk to him. And I later learned we were at a different building. We were at the same hotel, the Willard. They sent a SWAT team to get me, but then they learned that I'd been there trying to stop it. And so the police dropped that. We were told this by the D.C. police. Then the next day, the D.C. police came when I was at OAN on top of the building, filming where all the other news crews are. The police came and said, we've been ordered to arrest you, but we're not going to do it. You need to leave right now. And they followed me to my hotel with 20 police cars and then to the airport. And we even have video of all this. We've just been so busy, I haven't put it out. So they had 100 police cars around the building at OAN because they've been told I let it arrest me. They wouldn't do it because they were there and saw what happened. I mean, that's how they broke into Roger Stone's room. They went to his hotel room 30 minutes after he'd already left. He got on a private jet and left early. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is the anatomy. And there'll be all these, the anatomy of a coup. Russia gate failed. Ukraine gate failed. All the deep state coups failed. America was back. Trump won in a landslide. The globalist system was repudiated. What were they going to do? Well, they stole the election in front of everybody. 95% of Republicans believe it was stolen. The vast majority were speaking out against it. The major investigations were getting all the evidence. Major moves towards political changes to stop the fraud in the next election. That was all in place. That was all prepared. But now they're outlawing questioning elections, saying it leads to violence, to cement their Venezuelan dictatorship. In Venezuela, it's illegal to question elections because you might stoke some problems. That's right. This is the death of the Republic we're witnessing. I'm very sorry. We've got to be honest about it, but there is a way for the Phoenix to rise. I'll be back in the next hour. Stay with us.
TheResistance.video. 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 Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Band.video and hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is TheResistance.video. TheResistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to Band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at TheResistance.video. Share the link. TheResistance.video. TheResistance.video.
The word apocalypse means the revealing of what was once hidden. And now that all the lies are being revealed, What will you do? We know that millions will do absolutely nothing. They will do whatever they are told, as if obedience is a virtue. It is the patriots of the world versus everybody else. I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge my duties as best as I can. So help me God.
Infowars.com. Bam.video.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Alex Jones. Watch it live right now at band.video.
So if the Chinese communist-backed globalists steal the election and install Joe Biden, and there's no violence or the breakdown, well, he's totally illegitimate day one. Like, nobody liked George W. Bush either. They didn't like Al Gore, but they needed 9/11 to kind of cement his rule and launch his agenda. So they opened the door up for that and helped orchestrate it. The evidence is overwhelming. Well, this is the same thing. They want Biden to come in during a civil emergency, a nationwide emergency. We're already under the COVID martial law takeover, the UN takeover. Drudge Report now, reportedly run by CNN, is just celebrating Xi Jinping rules America. America failed. China's open for business. America's done. Don't invest here. I mean, this is a hard takeover. 192 hours left. Bankers bail. They've taken the president's big commercial bank away, Deutsche Bank. They've taken his private bank accounts in New York away, where he can't even have bank accounts. FBI warns of huge uprising. What have I been warning you of since I figured this out? This is how they're doing it. And so the Q operatives are on 8chan. Nobody's shutting that down, you notice. They want me arrested. They want Trump arrested. But the real groups in there saying, trust the plan. The storm is here. We'll overthrow the capitals this weekend, starting on the 16th, leading into that hysteria. And so Trump is showing you, you know, he's the president. He'll give a speech about it today. 8chan will say it's a green screen. It's CG. It's not Trump. No, it's Trump. Overhead shot, please. This is a message from the President Trump, specifically declaring an emergency. Today, President Donald Trump declared an emergency exists in the District of Columbia and ordered federal assistance to supplement the district's response efforts to the emergency conditions resulting from the 59th presidential inauguration from January 11th to January 24th. The president's action authorizes the Department of Homeland Security Federal Emergency Management Agency to coordinate all disaster relief efforts, which have the purpose of alleviating the hardship and suffering caused by the emergency on the local population, and to provide appropriate assistance for required emergency measures authorized under Title V of the Stanford Act to save the lives and protect property and public health and safety, and to lessen the advert the threat of catastrophic in the District of Columbia, the threat of catastrophe in the District of Columbia. Specifically, FEMA is authorized to identify, mobilize, and provide as its direction equipment and resources necessary to alleviate the impacts of the emergency. Emergency protective measures limited to the direct federal assistance will be provided at 100% federal funding. Pete Gaynor, administrator of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, Department of Homeland Security, named Thomas J. Farglione, and the Federal Coordinating Officer, Federal Recovery Operations, is in the affected area. That is tiny print. I used to have 20/20. Now I've got a little bit less than that. I've got to go to an optometrist. I got to get glasses or contacts. Sorry. Plus, that is really small. Back when I had 20/20, that'd be hard to read. You guys print this like it's fine print in a contract or something. But seriously, that's the president knowing the globalists are going to, through puppet groups, through augmented reality Q groups, manipulate people like that poor dear woman, Ashley Babbitt, who was just throwing herself and screaming at the door and jumping through, didn't deserve to be shot, But she believed she was there, and people had zip ties to arrest Pelosi and free the children from the underground bases and all the rest of it. And that's what they thought. But see, it didn't go that way. It was all a setup. It was all a setup. But they bring it all to a head, bring it to a crisis. And I was part of those Trump events. I was part of organizing other Trump events. And I can see now how I was invited and asked to be part of it and asked to get my audience to come, not by bad actors, but by people manipulating those people. Now all the pieces of the puzzle have fallen together. And so we're going to come back and just get into all of it. And I'm going to tell you what's coming next. But it's not wimpy to not go out with your guns to the Capitals. It's smart. You're being set up. They're tricking you onto the battlefield of their choice. So when they truck bomb or they shoot up governor's mansions ahead of Biden getting in, they look like victims. I'm telling you, they're about to launch massive false flags. Stay with us.
3, 2, 1.
It's back in stock. It's been sold out for over 8 months. We couldn't get it because the lockdown pollen block is back in stock. Let me tell you real quick about it. With the power of quail egg concentrate, pollen block acts differently than traditional antihistamines, and it's clinically studied to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms by helping to clear sinus passages and aiding respiratory function. It's amazing. Folks absolutely love it. And again, France has been shut down, so we couldn't get it. Now a limited supply is back in stock, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block, again, is available. In this one-minute ad, I don't have time to tell you all about it, but believe me, I have really wanted it back in because it works naturally, unlike some of the stuff that's over the counter that makes you all be speedy and irritable and gives you a headache. This is naturally occurring. It's the secret of how the quail don't have the seasonal distress, and it's passed on somehow through their eggs to us. You chew up the pills. They taste great. It's available again. InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Alex Jones. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Well, we've taken back America. Trump had won a giant landslide with double, triple, or quadruple the numbers he had in margins of victory in battleground states. But they stole it. But now they need to discredit the movement that got Trump into office. And so now they stage provocateurs, have the Capitol Police stand down, so that Antifa, led by augmented reality, mind-controlled cutards, would then invade, do some minor vandalism, steal a few things, and they called that the greatest attack on America since Pearl Harbor, and zoomed in on Capitol Police executing people and said, look, this is all Trump's fault. Terrorists are attacking us because we executed some vandals. Hey, look, we hired Antifa to attack the building with some shadowy paramilitary groups that we're getting a good idea who they were or getting ready to expose. And then we had people break in, then offered everybody else to come in so we'd have some numbers. People stayed within the guide rails, and a few Antifa threw those aside. And maybe 15 people engaged in crimes. And so that's the end of the country, the end of free speech. Biggest talk radio networks are saying, you know, nobody's allowed to question the election. That causes violence. That's what they say in Venezuela. So there's your big giant crowd of vandals looting Rome. You know, the term vandals comes from the Vandals, who were what you really have in Switzerland today, a Germanic Visigothian tribe, and occasionally they would come down into northern towns of Italy in the heart of the Roman Empire and pillage and burn and carry off the women. Then the Romans would have to go out and deal with them and wipe them out for a while. Then more would come in 100 years later. And then finally in 410, the Visigoth chieftain, the Vandal chieftain, Alaric, sacked Rome. See, I mean, that's knowing history. So real vandals would have been burning the place down. And it is fitting as it's Roman Western architecture. But no, we did have the Antifa leader saying, burn this, but no one joined him in the attempts to burn it down. Oh, by the way, the charges on him, they were dropped. Well done, my son, they said, Mr. Phillips. You have done well. You have done well, Lord Vida. So the false flag was carried out very, very nicely. But it dudded. Enough people didn't join in on it to match the scripts the Democrats an hour later were reading from their lecterns about how they just survived Pearl Harbor 2.0. And so now 8chan and the other operations are saying, this is the storm. Trump is coming to Texas. And when he does, it is the sign for the uprisings and the violence and to attack the capitals, including friendly capitals, and to attack in D.C. And how do they know that? Because Trump's talking about showing his accomplishments. And I had talked to folks that were going to pitch him on talking about the border wall, talking about getting jobs back, how Biden's going to screw you over so people know what Biden's agenda is about to be, to change the subject from their little false flag they had on Wednesday. But there's all those lawyers in the rooms. And then they go say what was talked about. That's put through the Q system. And folks go, look, Q knows what Trump's going to do. It's Q. Well, when Trump's arrested in prison and the country's gone, you Q guys remember this, that if you read 1984, it's based on how the communists actually operated. Because he'd been a member of the secret police under the British, and he worked for Stalin. He'd been in the Spanish Civil War. Eric Blair, a.k.a. George Orwell, wrote about how things really work and what Stalin would run England like if he could. And in it, there's Emmanuel Goldstein, is this mythical rebel leader that's always out recruiting rebel groups and always out organizing in the underground, but he can't ever be defeated. He's the dialectic they fight with. But really, Emmanuel Goldstein is O'Brien, one of the top torturers and top propagandists, or he contributes to the writings of Emmanuel Goldstein. And he's torturing Winston to death, and he goes, you know I'm Emmanuel Goldstein. I wrote that. We gave you that book because we like to torture people. And Winston's like, I submitted to you. I did whatever you said. I followed all your orders. I lied. They said, yes, but you still had free will and we're still conscious. We want your free will. And when I'm done, you'll beg me to kill you. You won't know what 2+2 is. And I will have your soul because I'm a priest of power and I'm going to tear you apart. And I'll be torn apart soon as well and destroyed because this is about trampling and being trampled upon, Winston. So Q is Emmanuel Goldstein. Just like they would infiltrate legitimate militias and lead them to carry out violence and lead them to carry out all this evil so they could demonize the idea of militias. This is 2.0, folks. And I knew it was dangerous. I knew it was bad. I knew it was manipulative. I knew U.S. intelligence was involved, but the bad guys were. So Q's got one thing right, the Q-tards. You're actually following Army intelligence, but it's the bad guys at the CIA. It's the leftist arm of it. And they're in full control. They own everything now. They've got the Drudge Report. They've got talk radio mainly. They've got everything. And you go to the Drudge Report today, and it's literally Xi Jinping rules America. America's a joke. There's no free speech. Ha, ha, ha. National emergency. Huge uprising. Because they burned our cities and attacked our police and did all this in front of us and then primed everybody to believe there's a secret plan to defeat it all. With badly coordinated, mindless violence attacking empty governor's mansions in D.C. When a real uprising, which I'm not calling for, would target top globalists, the heads of big tech, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab. Oh, but there's no discussion of them. They're off on mountaintops and private jets with all their hookers and money and drugs, just laughing at us, running their whole AI takeover. They're scientists, but they also are psychotic demons. Oh, no. But I'll give the Patriots this. You know, we went and peacefully protested in D.C. instead of burning police stations, attacking federal buildings, burning down homeless shelters, burning down apartment buildings, burning down whole city blocks of cities from Kenosha to Portland, Oregon. You know, we actually went and protested at the real power structure. At least the minions, at least the lackeys, the grocers, the technicians of the owners, the frauds. And so they've decided on a dystopian world government takeover. The COVID lockdown was the beginning of the martial law. Now they're going into all the rest of it. And I told you, I've spoken to a high-level, very credible source that spoke directly with Giuliani, and Giuliani believes that he, Don Jr., and Trump have all been indicted. They said, oh, we're not going to indict Trump now because they wanted Trump to think he was safe in D.C. Trump got out of D.C., and again, he is in Texas. And again, that's why the people around the president are operatives, so they can then always be one step ahead of the president through their Q operation to bring down America. So Q is the sword at our neck. And again, it was meant to make us not stand up, make us be delusional, and then at the key point, destroy America, destroy Trump, bring down the country. And that's it. So there you are, D.C. Attorney General reported looking at charging Trump for inciting riots. Remember that? That's from yesterday. Well, Giuliani believes it's already happened. Will they end up executing it, or are they using that over Trump's head to try to make him resign? He says he's not resigning. You say, well, he'll beat this in court. He didn't incite violence. He just had a demonstration. He even said, let's go down there and let them know about our political will peacefully. They wanted to indict me, but they can't because even with a puppet jury, I had nothing to do with that. I went and tried to stop it. And we did get a lot of people to pull back and not go in. And that's good because they wanted it to be a lot worse than it was. And I got the police's permission to go up there and try to turn people back. I saw the setup once we were in it. I just couldn't believe the Capitol Police stood down like this. The Patriots tried to stop them. Patriots tried and did stop most of the Antifa and this other paramilitary group from breaching it, but they finally failed. And then most of the giant crowd of hundreds of thousands, they refused to go in. They were smart. They did. They were great Americans. So don't feel bad. Our country was already captured by the globalists. Trump getting in was just a stopgap. Now it's all out in the open. And so instead of us knowing it's illegitimate, having our state legislatures come together, repudiate the federal power grab, they want to have a big violent attack on the state governors so they all get behind Joe Biden and the globalists take over the country. That's why do not go out and attack your governor's offices. Do not attack mayors. Do not go out with any violence and have your cameras out if you do go to catch the provocateurs and stop them from violence. That's legal and lawful citizens' arrest. This is their plan, their operation. They're in full court press to do it. I'll be live on my own show, 11 a.m. Central. Harrison Smith's about to take over. Infowars.com, band.video. Circumvent the big tech. Get the truth out. You are the Paul Revere's. God bless.
Anybody listening to my voice can simply search engine the term Davos Group, Technocracy, or Technocrats. You will get Klaus Schwab and Jean-Claude Juncker and all the New World Order globalists like Xi Jinping saying that they no longer want elected leaders over governments, but they want businessmen, technocrats over it. And that's who Klaus Schwab is. You might want to look into the guy that says they've launched the COVID-19 lockdowns to bankrupt you and make you poor. You might want to find out who this supervillain is. But you see, he believes because he's hidden it in plain view, and you're not speaking out against it, that he has a right to do it to you. You might want to find out who he works for. He works directly for Prince Charles. He developed, since the 80s, the plan for global sustainability. That means worldwide neo-feudalism, in his own words. So you might want to find out how he talks about using vaccines to sterilize you before you take those shots. You might just want to find out who this villain is. All right.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
Mountain Patriot in Colorado, thank you for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
Man, I'm just working as hard as I can. We're in such a critical time, brother. How are you?
I love you, man. I want to make a quick plug. That DNA Force, I love it. I've been using it quite a while, and I just went, looked at the ingredients again the other day, and I see that it contains quercetin, which, according to some published studies that Dr. Merkula has cited, is an ionophore similar to hydroxychloroquine. And it helps channel the zinc into the cells. So people might want to take a look at that.
Yeah, all I know is with DNA Force, we went out and looked at these high-end products that they sell through doctor clinics that aren't prescription, but the doctor sells like $300 a bottle because there's a lot of expensive product in them. It's really only cost them like $50. And so we basically cloned two different top brands together, and that's what produced this. So thanks for the plug.
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than Bodies. Some like Bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, welcome back. I'm about to play. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Harrison Smith is about to take over. I'm about to play a short compilation, just a small sampling of where, as I started the march towards the Capitol, I told people to be nonviolent and peaceful, but I had already missed about a third of the people already going because I was told to wait until the last 20 minutes of Trump's speech to start the march, but it had already been going on for an hour before. We're going to show some of that. You can see how I was nonviolent, how the majority of people, 99%, were. And this is, again, a giant hoax. In that, yes, a poor woman died. Two others had heart attacks and strokes. A police officer had a heart attack and died. One cop got smashed in the doors. It was wrong. There was some bad stuff that happened. Americans are pissed off. Some Americans got tricked into being part of it. But this is 1/100th what Antifa's done. 1/1000th. But that doesn't make it okay. We've always been against this type of stuff. And this is the setup. But I wanted to just play this before Harrison comes in. And I want to do one more thing. Pray to God for an awakening. Pray to God for peace. Pray to God that the enemy's operations be exposed and everything it does comes to light, and that people have this deception of this evil Q mind control be lifted off of them, so they will not be part of ushering in Joe Biden's excuse for martial law and nationwide gun confiscation that will lead to civil war and mass death. Please, in the name of our Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, amen. Again, Trump has declared FEMA emergency in D.C. There's secretly the U.S. is already under martial law. And this is how they're holding a knife to Trump's throat. That we're going to say your supporters attack and burn down all these governor's mansions. I have internal D.C. police communiques, and I'll leave it at that. It's no secret what I'm giving out. They know that we hire D.C. police and others when we're there. Pretty high level. That's who we drive around with. It's who we hire off duty. And we have all this, that five governor's mansions have been breached so far. The governors are already pulled out of their mansions everywhere. And that's how you attack the governor's mansions, including Republican ones, so they go along with the martial law that Biden's going to bring in permanently. My God, this is so simple. And then they use this caveman talk of Q. What, you're not a man? You don't want to be part of the storm? Your storm is killing us. They have the election fraud. They're illegitimate. We beat it in the courts. We beat it at legislatures. We change the election laws to enforce the laws. We don't randomly attack governor's mansions because Trump's telling us to do it. He's not. He's declared an emergency. He said, don't go out and do this. His organizations and groups are saying, don't be part of this. Oh, trust the plan. Don't trust Trump. Trust Q. Okay, idiots. You understand, just like Emmanuel Goldstein in 1984, they're going to continue after Trump's gone, after this country is under total martial law, 6 months from now in a complete depression, they'll probably bring Chinese troops in as our helpers. Heard about bringing UN troops in. That you'll still be following orders from 8chan. It'll never be shut down or whatever new Chan they've got. It's a joke. It's a manipulation. And if you don't face that, it's over. We're going to play this report, and Harrison Smith will take over in the next segment. We're going to take the last three or four segments I did, condense them together with the headline, exclusive, Giuliani believes President Trump to be indicted along with him and Don Jr. All right, I'm going to go get that up on band.video right now. Who knows how long we'll be up, folks? This is, I'd be lying to you if I didn't tell you. I'm not even scared myself. I'm very sad for America. But this is a world government takeover. They didn't spend trillions of dollars setting this up in a race. They want to put stuff in your body and sterilize your ass. World government. So the good news is the fight's out in the open now. And once they're taking people off to FEMA camps and stuff, if they're able to trickle the Civil War, and they're taking you for re-education and torture and death, well, then the real war starts. And it's really sad, and I feel sorry for the police and military who's trying to implement this, because if you think the Iraqis and the Afghans fought you hard, or the Vietnamese, get ready. But the Chinese already know that, and they're already waiting. They're going to come in during the Civil War. We're going to face 10 million man army. And most Americans will bow down to them. All right, here's the report.
Let's go take our country back. Trump's only minutes away. Let's start marching to the Capitol. Notice, like Don Jr. said, we're not burning buildings down or shooting cops. We're building America up. We're here to take our rightful country back peacefully. Because we're not globalist Antifa criminals. So let's start marching, and I salute you all. USA! 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 Around to the other side, and let's not fight the police and give the system what they want. We are peaceful. We won this election, and as much as I love seeing the Trump flags flying over this, we need to not have the confrontation with the police. They're going to make that the story. I'm going to march to the other side where we have a stage where we can speak and occupy peacefully. Tell everybody behind you, march to the other side. March to the other side. You guys are better. You guys are great. But the police provocateurs have caused a problem, and the police are throwing flashbangs. We don't want to have a Kent State here. So, I love you. We're saving the Republic. This is beautiful. But please tell everyone you know, march to the other side. March.
Start to make a path for us back there.
We're going to march. Trump is going to speak over here. Trump is coming. Trump is coming on the other side. So march with us. Go slow. Come off the stands. Tell people behind you. Come off the stands. Everybody listen to me.
Alex Jones in Washington, D.C. on the 6th of January. I said it before, I'll say it again. Repeat after me, Nancy Pelosi. Repeat after me, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Thank you, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for preventing what happened on the 6th from getting out of control, from getting hundreds, maybe thousands of people to follow him away from the conflict, to prevent him from going into the Capitol. If you really think that you were about to die, as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says, we were moments away from half of Congress being killed, then you should be on your hands and knees kissing Alex Jones's feet and saying thank you for preventing it from getting any farther. Thank you for pulling these people away and preventing the violence from accelerating. Do you know how many hundreds of thousands of people were there that could have stormed the Capitol that chose not to because they didn't fall for the false flag? I mean, truly incredible stuff. And of course, Donald Trump now in Texas. We'll bring you clips from him on the ground and what he has to say. His first sign of life in over a week. Incredible.
due to the COVID lockdown destroying the supply chain, many of the best-selling products at InfoWars are no longer available. And I thought that Pollen Block might be gone forever, but after 8 months, we got about 25% of the order we put in delivered to us. The rest, they hope, in a few months comes in. It's a proprietary system using specially fed quail and their eggs. It's very powerful when it comes to blocking seasonal irritants and a lot more. So get your Pollen Block back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com today. And, by the way, activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months. It's now back in stock as well. They're great products, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Pollen Block and get your activated charcoal toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com today. Again, our activated charcoal toothpaste doesn't have additives. It's concentrated. People love it. It's amazing. There's no toothpaste out there like it. And Pollen Block is proprietary as well. They're back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Fox has betrayed President Trump, as I predicted they would. They've always been part of the establishment, and it's only going to get worse. If they're able to keep Trump from rightfully taking office for a second term on January 20th, the system is going to drop the hammer harder than ever on this republic. They are going to explode gas prices. They are going to shut down our coal power plants. They're going to cut off the energy source to the U.S., so it's impossible for factories to move back here. This is economic domination. This is economic war. We are being consolidated. We are being taken over. The Democrats aren't mismanaging their blue cities and states. They're consolidating power and control to bankrupt the population and bring them absolutely to heel and then consolidate ownership of all the infrastructure and property. This is a monopolistic takeover. That's what the Great Reset is. Klaus Schwab and these other criminals admit it. That's what social distancing is. So your business is only at 25% for several more years. No small businesses will be there. This is a master plan. Say no. We are witnessing a perfect dichotomy of psychological warfare. The United Nations, the big corporations, the globalists, big tech and big pharma are all pushing the COVID's the most deadly thing in history, even though statistically it's a very weak flu or cold. But if you are deficient, then you can actually die from it. That's why you see somebody dying inside the nursing homes. Meanwhile, all these top scientists and researchers and former Pfizer head medical officers have come out and said that the COVID-19 vaccine, especially the mRNA ones, are basically bioweapons that are super deadly. And now they're having to resuscitate people that die, basically, when they take it. Just like newborn babies, they give vaccines. They have to resuscitate them all the time, or a lot of times they just let them die. And that's on the record, it does that. Guillain-Barre's, narcolepsy, cancer, all these other diseases. But they tell you, safe and effective. No one's getting hurt. It's a conspiracy theory. And then all the fine print says can kill you absolutely deadly. So they run from something that isn't dangerous towards something that is incredibly dangerous. Because the media says it's safe, they do it.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. We will go to your calls in just a moment. I want to go now to these videos. Donald Trump has landed in Texas ahead of his speech today at Alamo, Texas. Not at the Alamo, but at a city called Alamo, Texas, I guess, to talk about the border wall. Meanwhile, the entire nation is undergoing a communist overthrow, a usurpation of the republic, and replacement of that with a corporate oligarchy that will censor anyone and everyone, even the president of the United States. Never in my life and probably the life of my parents or my grandparents has the United States faced such existential danger. And the most shocking thing of all, seems like most Americans are oblivious or going along with it. It's absolutely mind-blowing. Here is President Trump earlier today blasting Big Tech, who kicked him off of every platform last Friday. They gave him the full Alex Jones treatment, silenced the sitting president of the United States in a baffling display of totalitarian might. Here's Donald Trump earlier today.
They're dividing and divisive, and they're showing something that I've been predicting for a long time. I've been predicting it for a long time, and people didn't act on it. But I think Big Tech has made a terrible mistake and very, very bad for our country, and that's leading others to do the same thing. And it causes a lot of problems and a lot of danger. Big mistake. They shouldn't be doing it, but there's always a counter move when they do that. I've never seen such anger as I see right now, and that's a terrible thing, terrible thing. And you have to always avoid violence. And we have tremendous support. We have support probably like nobody's ever seen before. Always have to avoid violence.
What is your role in what happened at the Capitol? What is your personal responsibility?
So if you read my speech, and many people have done it, and I've seen it both in the papers and in the media, on television, it's been analyzed, and people thought that what I said was totally appropriate. And if you look at what other people have said, politicians at a high level, about the riots during the summer, the horrible riots in Portland and Seattle and various other places, that was a real problem, what they said. But they've analyzed my speech and my words and my final paragraph, my final sentence, and everybody to the T thought it was totally appropriate. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thank
you. Thank you, sir. Will you expect to be impeached?
So it was Donald Trump on the tarmac. I guess that may have been in D.C. before leaving for Texas, but it's nice to have some sign of life from the president, considering that since his Twitter was deleted, we have not heard from him or seen him or had any confirmation that he was not, I don't know, in prison or dead. I mean, we are basically without a president for all intents and purposes now. Here is him in Texas. Speaking once again to the media.
What happened in the Capitol?
Mr. President,
so we're going to Texas. We're going to the southern border. As you know, we completed the wall. They may want to expand it. We have the expansion underway. It's been tremendously successful, far beyond what anyone thought. We're stopping in large numbers the drugs coming into the country for many, many years and decades. We're stopping a lot of illegal immigration. Our numbers have been very good. There does seem to be a surge now because people are coming up. Some caravans are starting to form because they think there's going to be a lot in it for them if they're able to get through. But we're able to stop it. The wall has made a tremendous difference. I think some of you are coming with me, but the wall has made a tremendous difference on the southern border. As far as this is concerned, we want no violence, never violence. We want absolutely no violence. And on the impeachment, it's really a continuation of the greatest witch hunt in the history of politics. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. This impeachment is causing tremendous anger, and you're doing it, and it's really a terrible thing that they're doing for Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer to continue on this path. I think it's causing tremendous danger to our country, and it's causing tremendous anger. I want no violence. Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody.
Here's Donald Trump on his way to Alamo, Texas, to celebrate the building of the border wall. He points out the conflict and anger that the continuing impeachment is causing. And of course, you have people like Ilhan Omar and others saying, yeah, we want unity, but there is no unity without accountability. In other words, they want unity, by which they mean submission to them. You have to apologize for ever daring to oppose them. You must be held accountable for your views that are counter to their views. And then we'll have unity because they'll be the only ones left. I mean, just the image alone of Joe Biden being inaugurated while the Capitol building is blocked off from the public by 10-foot tall steel fences and 25,000 National Guard members patrol the streets, making sure there's no opposition to this. It's an appropriate image for the world that they're setting up, in which the rich and powerful are protected and separated entirely from the people for whom they are making laws. Let's go now to Hobbs in Nebraska. Thanks for calling in, Hobbs, and thanks for holding. Big tech censorship is your topic. You're on the air, sir.
Hey, Harrison, how's it going? I know I called in last week and asked you about maybe coming on my podcast, but I looked up Harrison of Texas on Twitter, and it says your account was suspended, so I don't know how otherwise to get in touch with you.
Well, we're going to set up an American Journal email address here in just a few, so we'll be able to get in contact with you.
Awesome. This morning, one of the first things that you said, like when you were quoting Tim Pool when they were going through the nomination process, you said, you know, are these people trying to lose? Are they trying to lose? And it's like I said last week when I called in that, yes, they are. The object was to set themselves up to fail, cheat to win, gaslight everybody, because the object wasn't President Joe Biden. It was to completely dismantle and destroy any faith we have left in our institutions. And secondly, I think that if Meghan McCain wants to start treating patriots like Al-Qaeda, I will be waiting anxiously for my pallets of cash, Stinger missiles, and heavy machine gun equipped Toyota Hilux, but I'm not holding my breath.
That's a good point.
But to the internet censorship thing, I just want to preface it by saying that I'm a libertarian. I'm as libertarian as it comes when it comes to the free market. I voted libertarian. I ran for Congress as a libertarian. So to hear people that are on my side use the whole "they're a private company" nonsense argument when we have Amazon getting $600 billion DOD contracts and everything, that's all besides the point. What these people are arguing is that the government did not order these alleged private companies to do what they did, that these companies did what they did on their own accord. But then that is true. The government didn't order them to do it. But the thing that makes it so much worse is that you have influencers like Michelle Obama or Nancy Pelosi. They don't need to threaten these companies with legislation or regulation or litigation or anything. They just ask politely. And these companies say, okay, yeah, well,
you know, you're exactly right. They don't even have to ask. And we've seen it, and I've talked about it over and over, how false flags have materialized over the last few years. And people say it's like, well, it doesn't have to be any coordination where it's like an evil agent coming in being like, all right, media, you're going to cover it this way. They know how to cover it. If you say, hey, there's a hate crime, they show up, they show the hate crime, they say this was a hate crime. They don't do any investigation. They don't do any research. They already know what narrative they need to push. So in exactly the same way, big tech doesn't need to coordinate with, it's the same thing with a mob boss going, hey, I don't particularly care for that guy. He doesn't have to say, go kill that guy. His soldiers know what to do.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammation. inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your ultimate fish oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
Our activated charcoal toothpaste became a bestseller overnight because activated charcoal is already one of the top selling, fastest growing toothpaste out there. The problem is a lot of the other over-the-counter ones have aspartame as their flavoring, very, very toxic, and also they have fluoride in it. This does not have the fluoride. It doesn't have the additives. This is a concentrate. It really is high quality. It's been sold out for months because of supply chain breakdowns with the whole COVID martial law garbage, but now it's back in stock. InfoWars, Dr. Jones Naturals, activated charcoal toothpaste, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. It also makes a great gift for your family, for your grandkids, for your mother, your father, for everybody, and it supports the InfoWar. Activated charcoal from Dr. Jones Naturals, available again at InfoWarsStore.com. And a lot of other products that have been sold out have just now come back in as well, like Pollen Block, so check that out when you're in the store. The Pope came out yesterday and announced a global government corporate alliance to redistribute wealth and create a planetary universal income, which, of course, the United Nations and global corporations will control through the apps on your phone and finally a chip under your skin. It's all now completely official, part of the UN Great Reset of the Davos Group and Klaus Schwab, all officially written about in hundreds of books by Schwab and Rockefeller Foundation, all the rest of them, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, it's here. And only gets worse, like being fed into a wood chipper or a meat grinder, until you reject it all. And the rejection starts with realizing it's a spiritual battle, good versus evil, and stopping abortion. We must start valuing human life again. We must start saying that we are not expendable, that we are not disposable, that we are essential. Until we do that, we are all slaves. We must stand up and declare our basic God-given human rights now.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
This is American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith. Again, I marvel at the foresightedness of Alex Jones, who named his outlet InfoWars, Information Wars. Truly, it defines everything that we're now experiencing. How crazy is it? I guess just looking over 2020, I should say. Looking over 2020 is a perfectly clear example of how much can be controlled, how much can be achieved, and how much violence or chaos can be sown simply by the control of information that people are able to get. After all, defund the police was a movement nobody had ever heard of. It seemed utterly ridiculous. Nobody would have considered that for a moment. Defund the police, are you crazy? What the heck are you talking about, defund the police? Then, you know, from a time where nobody had ever heard of it to the time that it was actually being implemented in cities across America, it was about 3 weeks. It was about 3 weeks that that movement got off the ground. And of course, that was a response to a series of violent riots. Truly incredible. And you have, of course, basically the outcome of the riots last year, their sole outcome were there was a couple different outcomes. One, the defunding of the police that they wanted. That in turn gave rise to about a doubling of the violent crime in every major city in America, and even more so in cities like New York and Chicago. That was the outcome of that. Third outcome was the militarization of the police. In fact, when the election was happening, people were worried about violence occurring. There were National Guard members and other spokespeople from various police outlets saying, well, we basically had a year's worth of practice on how to deal with this, so we're pretty good at it now. So you've provided real world training for the subjugation of the people by the police force that you claim to be against. And also, of course, destroying local police and empowering federal police that are less accountable and more violent. So that's what they've been able to achieve. But all of this was only possible because of the controlled release of information. And it also gives light as to what they're doing now as they delete Parler off of the Google app, delete Parler off of the Apple App Store. Then they have a website. So Amazon comes in and takes that down. I mean, it's every single of one of these major, I mean, the biggest corporations in the entire world currently lobbying for slave labor in China, working together hand in hand to destroy the ability for people to get information that is not within their control. That's what it is. That's what it's all about. Now, DLive, the streaming website, popular with dissidents, dissident right members, as well as, you know, America Firsters, they have kicked off Nick Fuentes. They've kicked off a few other people. And now, of course, if you search DLive in Google News, you get New York headlines, New York Times headlines. What is DLive? The streaming site growing in far right users. Wired, a gaming live stream site, has become an extremist haven. Meeting DLive, the live streaming platform used by Trump's Capitol insurrectionists. Nick Fuentes baked Alaska banned from DLive following Capitol riots. Tron's DLive platform under fire for live streaming U.S. Capitol extremists. Any and every outlet that they don't control, they will destroy. And of course, Parler could have existed. You know, they gave them the offer that the Persians gave to King Leonidas, right? Hey, just submit to us. Just do what we want you to do. Go ahead and apply our censorship metrics to your platform, and you'll be allowed to operate. You'll be famous. You'll be great. You'll make tons of money. It'll be wonderful. Just kiss the ring. Just give us a bit of dirt and a bit of water, and you will reign as king. And thank God Parler said no, and Gab is doing better than ever. John Cardillo on Twitter posts four headlines from earlier this year from GQ in June, Why Violent Protests Work. From Time Magazine, the esteemed Time Magazine, When Rioting Is the Answer. From Vox, Riots are destructive and dangerous and scary, but they can lead to serious social reforms. To prevent more violent uprisings and protests, we need to take their causes seriously. See, when they do it, they immediately get whatever they want. Whatever cause they have, they're committing violence. People are like, we have to stop the violence. Just give them whatever they want. A Trump protest becomes violent a little bit, right? A few people get violent in a Trump protest after a year of chaos and destruction from the other side. But a Trump protest gets a little violent, and it's if you bring up the cause that they were protesting for, you'll be banned. You'll be removed from life. You'll have American Express and Discover Card remove any political contributions that they give you. You'll be banned from Airbnb. You are not allowed to speak the name of the cause that riot supported. Vox News points out, well, to prevent more violent uprisings, we need to take their causes seriously. What changed? And then, of course, from Chicago Tribune column, if riots are not the answer, what is? It's like, we have to riot. We don't have a choice. We have to riot. And Chase Bank, Chevron, what other big businesses? Bank of America. These are the good guys, right? These are the good guys that love you, the biggest banks in the world, the biggest corporations in the world, the people who have led us into war after war, who have crushed everything that once made America great. They're the ones who are now controlling what you are and are not allowed to talk about. And the anti-fascists, so-called, are celebrating this merger of corporate and government industries. It's ironic, to say the very least. This breaking an hour ago, Senator Pompeo confirms al-Qaeda leader in August in Iran says Iran is al-Qaeda's new home base. So literally the same lie that got us into the war in Iraq, in which we are still embroiled, that has led to the death of probably over a million Iraqis, that has gone on for 20 years and cost trillions of dollars and bankrupted America and caused us more enemies than you could possibly count on the world stage, and also started the refugee crisis that has now overwhelmed Europe, all of that. And they're going with the same, just the same story. They're like, well, it worked before. Let's just say, you know, al-Qaeda, weapons of mass destruction, will be in Iran within the month. And of course, that's going to be one of Joe Biden's first moves, as it was going to be one of Hillary Clinton's first moves. And you can see this is obvious because, you know, they banned Ron Paul on the same day. They banned Ron Paul from Facebook and other places. Ron Paul, who has never been a major Trump supporter, who has always criticized Trump's monetary policies, has always been a stalwart defender of peace abroad and responsible spending here at home, never once even remotely hinted at violence or anything of the sort, but they'll cite vague community standard violations and kick him off. New York City now considering ending business contracts with Trump, says a de Blasio spokesperson. And I love this from Jesse Kelly. Jesse Kelly is one of the best follows on Twitter if you're still on that godforsaken website. He says, quote, don't go to church, don't open your small business, don't attend MAGA rallies, don't post on social media. Amazing how all the solutions, the problems involve doing all the things the left has wanted all along. We've seen it especially on display with coronavirus, how whether it's coronavirus or climate change or the protest at the Capitol, whatever it is that the left is objecting to, the answer is always what they always wanted anyway. Time and time again, this occurs, and it's getting to the point of parody, but there you are. So absolutely incredible stuff. We'll go out to your phone calls here. Johnny in Denmark, you have 2 minutes here at the end of the show, but the floor is yours. Take it away, Johnny from Denmark.
Hi again, Harrison. Thanks for yesterday. I just want to start by saying that I was a little surprised that given what I said yesterday, you said you were largely in agreement with. You seem to think that the declaration approval of Trump's was an indication that it was an implicit concession in there. Please note again, as in the previous, I would say, misinterpretations of Trump concessions, Biden isn't even alluded to, far less mentioned, far less conceded to in that declaration approval. So what you have is Trump extremely deftly exploiting people's confirmation bias for those who believe correctly, in my opinion, that he has not conceded and will not concede and will never concede that he did not. And for those who were predisposed to believe that he did concede and believe in the mainstream media that he did. Also want to mention, I have reams of evidence. Maybe I can get into them tomorrow. One thing that should give you a pause if you think that Trump's conceded is why would he? I mean, we talked about this yesterday that, you know, if we know that it's the end of him, maybe literally, and his family and the U.S. and the world, the Western world especially.
Look, you know, Johnny, I'd love for that to be the case. I'd love for that to be the case. I'm not holding out hope, and I don't see a situation where a week from now Donald Trump is like, you thought I conceded? Oh, listen closely. I said in the next administration. No, it's not going to happen. The man has conceded. He is surrounded by globalists. His access to information is completely controlled, and he thinks that he'll be able to walk away and run in 2024. If I'm wrong, fantastic. I'll be the first to tip my hat to you, sir. But until then, I'm sticking with what I can see with my own eyes and hear with my own ears. And what I can see and hear is that Donald Trump has given up and is not going to do anything to save us. And even if he wanted to, it's every corporation in America and around the world arrayed against us, and there's nothing he can do about that. So it's not going to happen. What can happen is that we can keep getting the information out. We can keep getting the truth out. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and support us now, because control of information is how they've been able to get to this point, and we have to break that monopoly if we ever want any hope at all.
The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Band.video. And hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video. Theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link, theresistance.video. Theresistance.video.
Mountain Patriot in Colorado, thank you for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
Man, I'm just working as hard as I can. We're in such a critical time, brother. How are you?
I love you, man. I want to make a quick plug. That DNA Force, I love it. I've been using it quite a while, and I just went, looked at the ingredients again the other day, and I see that it contains quercetin, which, according to some published studies that Dr. Merkula has cited, is an ionophore similar to hydroxychloroquine. And it helps channel the zinc into the cells. So people might want to take a look at that.
All I know is with DNA Force, we went out and looked at these high-end products that they sell through doctor clinics that aren't prescription, but the doctors sell for like $300 a bottle because there's a lot of expensive product in them. It's really only cost them like $50. And so we basically cloned two different top brands together, and that's what produced this. So thanks for the plug.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.